The following is another Klatsch Kids sports presentation. Kick APR Sports presents high school football.
First and 10 at the 19. Turn and hand it off on the right side. Nichols got some room. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pleasanton. And it's 14-0 Bulldogs.
Tonight, a Fort Kearney Conference rivalry is renewed in Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Axtell Wildcats. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Anderberry is back in. The fullback is Smith. They got two cracks at it here. Third and goal at the Overton 3-yard line. Benson gives it to Anderberry. Left side, lowers his shoulder into the end zone. Touchdown on homecoming for Axtell.
Pleasanton kicked off their season last week, giving State Raid Kennesaw all they wanted before falling on opening night. For Axtell, this is their first game of the 2013 season, and they hope to start it on a winning note. It's the Wildcats and Bulldogs coming up next. But first, in New Tech City pregame show, we'll take you live to Pleasanton with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Pleasanton for week one of the high school football season and the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you on this evening with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and, of course, the World Wide Web folks at PlatteRiverPreps.com, where you can listen to tonight's football of five games in the area, including here Axtell Pleasanton, as well as Giltner, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, Kearney Catholic Horde, Hastings, Granolin Northwest, and St. Cecilia Centennial. All of those games on the air and on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Well, of course, this officially goes down as week one, but since the invention of week zero, where all Class A and B schools play, some C and D schools play so that they can get the schedule worked out by the end of the season. And you do have a unique situation here tonight where the Pleasanton Bulldogs have already played a football game here at home last week, taking on fourth-ranked Kennesaw and doing very well, holding their own, coming off a 1-7 season. It's been a couple of lean years here for Pleasanton, one of the most proud Class D programs when it comes to boys athletics in the state of Nebraska for football and basketball. And when we talk with Coach Ricky Westland here in our New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll touch on that, but as we know in Nebraska, when you live in a small town, it's cyclical, and sometimes it's just a lack of numbers, and they're starting to come around again here at Pleasanton, and they've got a very tough schedule, as does Axtell later on in the year. For Axtell, it is their first game of the year, but they are looking promising. They've got some kids out here, got a couple of kids that really could have helped them but are out with injury, and Coach Brian Becker will talk to us about that. Let's face it, if this was 2008 and 9 and not 2013, we'd be talking about a couple of teams that were in the top five of the state as they were. So there's a lot of tradition to build on at both Axtell and Pleasanton, and both are hoping to get things going back in the right direction after a couple of three down years for their respective programs. We'll look at the starting lineups a little bit later on. It's another warm night here, maybe not quite as blistering hot as it was last Saturday, but still temperatures in the upper 90s, and that's something that the youngsters will have to deal with here. One thing that you look at when you do look at the rosters here, there is a lot of youth. When we talk about both teams and rebuilding and kind of getting back to where they want to be, they're both very young. There are not very many seniors on each one of these ball clubs, and so maybe a few growing pains, especially since it'll be the opening night here for Axtell. But can they get the job done on the road? We'll find out when we continue on with our New Tech Seed pregame show and chat with the coaches, Brian Becker of Axtell and Ricky Westland from Pleasanton. It's coming up next on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 as we get ready for our Friday night football matchup as Axtell opens up the season at Pleasanton, and we're joined by the head football coach, Brian Becker. Coach, welcome. Looking forward to a good football game here tonight, and let's start where we should all start at this time. How has summer and fall camp went for you as you get ready for this opener?
Well, thanks, Doug. We've done a pretty good job of preparing through the summer, and a lot of the kids came in and spent some time in the weight room. We took a large group to a team camp. So our kids have prepared themselves well for the season. Early in practice here, we've been pushing each other pretty hard competitively in practice to try to find who's going to be that 8 or 10 kids that are going to just get out on the field and play full time.
Now, you do have to fill some holes from last year's ball club. What was the point of emphasis or concern for you to get ready for tonight, some spots where you've got a lot of new kids at?
Yeah, we're playing lots of new kids on both sides of the ball, and we really looked. We knew we were going to have to replace a quarterback and a running back who had done a lot for us. And even though our quarterback last year didn't have glossy stats, he ran our offense and kept us going in the right things. And we've got some young kids this year. We really have 3 sophomores playing the quarterback spot, and so we're going to have to grow. They're going to have to grow with us kind of quickly. At the running back spot, we had a junior coming back this year that had played some and had showed us some talent, and so we have Dakota back, and that's a big asset for us in the backfield.
Yeah, Jake Jeldon, as we mentioned earlier, out with the injury, so you got to fill in some spots there. Let's talk about that spot everybody wants to hear about, and that's quarterback. Last week, we opened the season doing Kearney High, and they platooned their quarterbacks, and you're going to do that as well, Parker Siss and Colby Becker. Tell us about the strengths each one of those guys have.
Yeah, they're both sophomores, and they both played quarterback on JV last year. Parker probably saw more time on the JV. He's a taller quarterback. He's 6'1", and Colby, he's all of about 5'6", but they both compete really hard. Parker's got a real strong throwing arm. He sees the field because of his height a little bit better. Both of them run well. Colby, if we're gonna throw the ball with him, we got to move him around a little bit. He's got to get a stronger drop. He has to trust where his receivers are going to be and make really good pre-snap reads to throw the ball. He showed us some things running the ball that makes us excited about him carrying the ball. Both of them, being young, they're going to make some mistakes, and how they handle that from play to play is going to determine a lot about how our team goes.
Talking with Brian Becker, head football coach at Axtell, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, taking on Pleasanton tonight. Defensively, you guys do return some experience there. Some of your top tacklers, some of your top defensive backs from last year are back.
Yeah, we do. Defensively, we've got some kids back that played quite a bit of ball last year. We've kind of built our defense around a young guy, Cody Nickel. He started at linebacker last year. He's a very physical kid on defense, got a great nose for the ball, and so he's going to anchor the middle of our defense from linebacker and hopefully, lead our team in tackles. He was second on the team last year to Jordan Miller, who was a fabulous defensive player. And so we feel good about him coming back, and he's grown, and, and his knowledge of defense is getting better, and he's reading plays a lot more efficiently. We've got some other kids running that have a lot of playing time. Dakota playing safety, Brent Runge playing a down lineman. We're platooning some guys up front. But, you know, without Jacob, you know, the loss of Jacob really hurt us on both sides of the ball and hurts us in lots of areas, and we just mourn for him, and we know that's a difficult situation for him too.
Well, let's take a look at the opponent here in Pleasanton. Obviously, you're on the wrong side of an advantage here, I guess. Are there pluses to not having played the first week and getting to see what Pleasanton did, or are you behind the eight ball since they've got a game under their belt?
Yeah, it's both, really. You know, we had the advantage. We actually got to watch them to examine their players a little bit and see where they were going to put their personnel. However, we're not battle tested like they are. They went through a pretty tough game with Kennesaw, and they showed some really bright spots that, you know, we didn't see when we played them last year. And so we stressed to our kids, this is a different team, you know, and they put John in the backfield, their big guy at fullback, and so that's going to give us some things that we got to think about from him blocking and things. And so, you know, we got to understand what they're going to do. And their quarterback, he's quick and shifty, and he hides the ball well. And we just got to be real disciplined defensively.
Tell me a little bit about what you did see a little more from Pleasanton. They hit some big plays, and they kind of stayed in that Kennesaw game by forcing some turnovers.
Yeah, they did. They, you know, they took advantage of Kennesaw kind of being a little bit sloppy at times with their attack. And I think that Kennesaw's got kind of a young, experienced team, too. They don't have a lot of guys back from last year that are starting. And, you know, and they, I think you talked to Coach Schnitzer, he'd say they made a bunch of mistakes. But, you know, Pleasanton hung around. It looked like at times Kennesaw was just going to kind of blow them out of the game. And they held their composure real well and just kept plugging away. And so that's what we keep thinking. You know, they're not going to lay down. It's not going to be like last year where we kind of got up on them and they seemed to lose some steam. They're going to fight us the whole way, and it's going to be a real war.
Well, we look forward to a good football game here between a couple of conference rivals. Axtell, Pleasanton always seem to put some good battles on the field. Brian, we look forward to seeing the Cats tonight, and wish you guys the best of luck tonight and throughout the season, because there's a lot of good, competitive, tough, hard-nosed football teams still to come.
Yeah, there are. It's a tough schedule again. Thanks for having me, Doug.
You bet, Brian. Thanks. Brian Becker, head coach of the Axtell Wildcats. We'll hear from Ricky Westland of Pleasanton right after this break on Classic Hits of the New Tech Scene pregame show.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs get ready for their second game of the season and open some eyes last week, probably in a loss to Kennesaw, where Kennesaw is ranked. And Coach Ricky Westland joins us here to talk about that, talk about Axtell, and kind of talk about the expectations for this team. And Ricky, it's been a couple seasons since we've seen the Bulldogs, and there's obvious reasons why. You guys, after being so dominant for so long, like many small Class D schools do, went through some growing pains, and it looks like you're about ready to come out on the other end here.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. You know, it's just the life of small school football. You go through some cycles, and the thing I was most impressed with last week, you mentioned the Kennesaw game, is we went through a cycle last year. We have the majority of the kids back, but how they responded from last year's 1-7 season. You know, they knew that wasn't what they wanted to go through again, so they put the time in and effort in the weight room this summer. And, you know, we didn't win, but, you know, with a game like that against a quality opponent like Kennesaw, I told the coaching staff, I said that was one of our biggest wins in 2 years, even though we came out on the losing side on the scoreboard. Just to look at the kids after the game, they were focused. They wanted to know what they could do more to get better to potentially win some of those games like that next time.
Did you potentially see this coming? How was fall camp and the off season for you?
Oh, just the off season. Like I said, the weight room was great. The kids made some huge jumps there, and just, you know, they took their lumps last year. And just knowing the kids that I have, that's how they respond. They're not going to stand there and take it again. They're going to go dish it out this year. So that's what they're looking to do.
Talking with Ricky Westland here on the new Tech Seed pregame show. You're a ball club that doesn't mind putting the ball in the air a little bit, but your big plays last week were on the ground. Are we going to see a little bit more rushing attack this year?
Yep, I think we're going to be more on the a ground game this year. You know, we went through a season where we had to find something that would work for the skill sets that we had as a team. Reviewing film of last year, came to my attention that we got a really good quarterback at running the option, and that was one of his best games, or some of his best games last year were when he was running the option more. So we tried to put more of that in this year, you know, beef up the backfield a little bit and strengthen the line. You know, it's coming to, and hopefully we can continue some running success this year.
Of course, Brendan Axman handling the quarterback duties. You spread it out with the running back scenario, but Colton Lammers, not that big. And as you kind of said, your line, you've done a great job of building them up, and then you've got maybe some quick speedsters behind them, but a big game for Colton last week with Kennesaw.
Yeah, tremendous. We were rotating three tailbacks. A couple of them got dinged up a little bit, so they went out. So Colton finished up the game for us. But one thing that I've noticed out of all of them, and especially Colton, is they have patience. They get in there, they follow their lead blockers, and they just wait. They don't try to create things on their own. You know, we've talked about that in the preseason, saying, you know, you guys aren't 6 foot, 200 pounders going to go make holes. You're going to have to wait and react and find those holes and gaps to be successful. So they did it. Colton did a great job of that in the second half against Kennesaw.
Well, you got Jake Neal, you got Colton, and they're both in that 150 to 160 range. And then here comes big John Colsheen. How do you utilize him?
Well, you put your talented lineman there. You can stick him on the line and you run with him or at him sometimes, or you run away from his side. But heck, you know, we used to have Elijah Zwiener, and we thought, let's just put him in front, lead him every time we go, because he's one of our best blockers. So let's just use him as much as we can. Got to utilize a tool like that as much as you can.
We're talking with Ricky Westland, head football coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, getting ready to play Axtell tonight here on Classic Hits. Your defense may have been what kind of kept you in the game. You had some big offensive plays, but you forced some turnovers and you didn't let Kennesaw throw the ball. Tell me a little bit about your defense and how good you think they can be.
Oh, I think the defense can get a lot better. It was right after the game, I told the kids, when we watch film next week, you're going to see some glowing errors. I mean, it stuck out like a sore thumb, you know, to us watching it. And you know, I guess maybe Pliny's in the same boat. I don't know. But you can see those things that you can fix easily. And, you know, the kids were ready to go on Monday. We fixed those and talked a little bit more about technique within your assignment. And the kids have been looking great at practice. So hopefully we can fix those things that allow Kennesaw to pop some big plays, and we can get, you know, kind of produce more of a solid defense throughout the remainder of the year.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because first week expectations and overreaction or underreaction can, I guess, go both ways. Axtell has had a chance to see you in game one, where this will be their first game. What about the challenges of facing them tonight?
Oh, it's just, like I said, you know, we talked about that. I said I have no idea what they're going to do. I know what some of their personnel looks like that's coming back from the 2012 year. But what we said is, if you can just focus on your technique at your position, it's just football. You do the right things at your technique, you know, contain if you're an end, or get some pressure up inside, or backers read what you got to do. You know, everything will work no matter what type of offense they throw at you. So we're trying to make them believe in what their skills within their positions are going to, you know, work for them, so they'll be ready to go.
Kind of an important stretch it would look like here too for your ball club, Ricky, with Fullerton and Giltner, two top five teams on the schedule in your district. You're going to have to get some wins probably before you get to that point. How do you avoid the mindset that we have in the media saying, you know, gosh, the next three or four games could be big for you?
Oh, just keep focusing one game at a time. Just like the old coach's cliche, you know, when we get to them, we'll worry about them. But we want to try to make sure. You know, the one thing we had to discuss a little bit the other night at practice was, we played close to Kennesaw. Mindset of the kids, hey, we're a good team. were up there, I told the kids, you haven't won a game yet. I said, just because you played close to a talented ball club like Kennesaw doesn't mean you're to the point you want to be yet. There's still a lot of work to do. So, you know, it's just kind of a quick mindset change, reminders every day of practice, what you got to do to get to where you need to be for Friday night. And then when we get to the, you know, the big dogs like Giltner, Fullerton, we'll adjust that and reestablish some goals for those weeks.
Finally, Ricky, special teams can be so big in the eight-man game where it can be easier to maybe break a good kickoff or punt return. And when last week you have 98 total points in a game with you in Kennesaw, there's a lot of kickoffs. How do you feel about your game from the kicking standpoint and from the receiving standpoint?
From the kicking, the kickoff team, you know, John Colson is also our kicker. So in practice, he struggled a little bit last week, but apparently we just need to warm him up a lot more. You know, not let him come off the field for an hour or 2 hours, and then he can start booting it out of the end zone. So that was a great surprise seeing him kick off. And like you said, you don't have that threat of return in the kickoff when you kick it out of the end zone. And some of them landed behind the end zone, so that was great to see. We had a lot of young kids out there on special teams that stepped up. And, you know, like I said, it's just you do your assignment, don't worry about anything else, and things will be fine.
All right, Ricky, we look forward to seeing the Bulldogs here at home again this week, and wish you guys the best of luck as always. Thanks for the time.
Okay, thanks for covering us again, Doug.
You bet. Great to see the Bulldogs and Ricky Westland here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups for Axtell and Pleasanton right after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Doug Duda back with you here at beautiful Pleasanton. Outside of the heat, it is absolutely perfect. The field looks great. The fans are rolling in for tonight's Friday night football contest between the Pleasanton Bulldogs and the Axtell Wildcats. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. A little bit of a breeze on our north-to-south field here, but not much. Maybe 5 mile an hour out of the south. Pleasanton won the toss. They elected to take the football here this evening, and they'll be moving from north to south as this football game gets underway. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. And, of course, don't forget, plenty of games on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Giltner's playing Bruning Davenport Schickley. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic is taking on Ord. ESPN 1550, Hastings and Grand Island North, or excuse me, Centennial and Hastings St. Cecilia, 1230 KHAS, Hastings and Northwest. Let's look at our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, let's take a look at the offensive starters here tonight for the Axtell Wildcats. At center, number 61, 5'6" junior, 200-pounder, Axel Castle. The guards, number 24, 165-pound sophomore, August Fischel. And the other guard is number 55, a 5'9", 165-pound junior, Dustin Rose. The ends for Axtell are number 15, 190-pound senior, Brant Runge, and number 40, 155-pound junior, Dylan Wells. The fullback is number 28, 200-pound sophomore, Cody Nickel. I expect to see him get a big workload here tonight. And the I-back, number 10, 5'10", 150-pound junior Dakota Klingsborn. As we said, the senior Jake Sheldon out because of injury. A big piece missing on both sides of the ball. The quarterbacks, as we discussed in the pregame interview there with Coach Becker, he's going to platoon them. Number 3, 150-pound sophomore Parker Siss. Now, he's 6 foot, can see over the line a lot better, but then you might have a little bit better a shifty runner in 5'5 sophomore Colby Becker, number 13. They'll split time today. Brian Becker is the coach, assisted by William Wagner, Eric Miller, and Dean Marsh. This is their season opener. For the Pleasanton Bulldogs, The center is number 93, 231-pound junior Michael Winberg. The guards, number 4, 180-pound sophomore Caleb Eckel, and number 77, 235-pound junior Nico Tapia. The ends, number 11, 150-pound junior Blake Eckout, and number 30, 145-pound junior Cale Miller. The big bruising fullback is number 55, 245-pound senior John Colsheen. This is a kid that could do anything out here on this football field. He could play line, he could play end, he can run the ball, he can do about anything you want on defense, he can kick the darn thing. He might be the most valuable player or most important player on this team as far as everything that he can do. The I-back is number 44, 155-pound junior Colton Lammers. You'll also see number 2, 150-pound senior Jake Neal in the backfield. The quarterback is 140-pound junior number 16, Brendan Axman. So as you can see, outside of Colsheen, who can play anywhere, the skill positions, short, don't weigh a lot, pretty good speed. The rest of the guys in the weight room in that 220 to 240-pound range, and definitely a bigger football team than Axtell. They dropped the season opener last week to fourth-ranked Kennesaw, 56-42, so they're 0-1 on the season, coached by Ricky Westland, assisted by Rocky Hatch and Casey Lewis. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. They can take care of your banking and make it simple at Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back with more on the new Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, wherever you're at tonight, we hope you're enjoying high school sports. There is so much going on this weekend, and it started with the Lopers home opener last night for football, Hastings home opener tomorrow night at 6, the Huskers at Southern Miss at 5 o'clock, and you can hear Husker football and volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Our pregame tomorrow is set for 12 noon kickoff just after 5 o'clock also on the Big Ten Network. The Tri-City Storm have a home exhibition game Saturday night at 7:05. UNK and Hastings College Volleyball hosting Fall Classics, meaning there's volleyball all day, today, tonight, tomorrow, at Hastings College, Lynn Farrell Arena, and at the UNK Health and Sports Center. The Lopers won their first match today against William Jewell in straight sets. They get Shadron State tonight at 8 o'clock, and Hastings College plays again tonight against 12th-ranked Bellevue at 8 o'clock. So that's all coming up as well. So much going on. The Husker volleyball team, their home opener, just moments away, taking on Villanova tonight. But tonight, here on Classic Hits, glad to have you along with us. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we bring you high school football between two Fort Kearney Conference rivals, the hometown Pleasanton Bulldogs and the Axtell Wildcats. Again, it'll be interesting to see the start you have in this first quarter. You would expect that Pleasanton has taken that ball. They want to go down, get in the end zone, get some points on the board, and establish themselves early on here. And then you've got to figure it's going to take a couple of series for Axtell to get things going with this being their first game and, of course, Pleasanton going through all the motions. Key tonight, Axtell, when the first 12 minutes of this game is over, are they still in the game? Is it close? Have they done a good job? Have they not let Pleasanton jump out to a 3-score lead, which in 8-man football sometimes is really not a whole lot, as we saw last week in that back-and-forth game between Kennesaw and Pleasanton, 56-42, where Lammers and Axman each had 3 touchdowns rushing. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. It's Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we will be back with the start
of this Friday night football contest on Classic Hits 98.9 right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443. 9443.
The national anthem is in the books here at Pleasanton, and we are ready for Friday night football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us, Doug. Good to with you on this Friday night. Last night saw some outstanding volleyball. Saw a tight football game last week between Kearney and Pius. Kearney is home tonight as well as they take on Norfolk. Grand Island home opener against Lincoln Southwest. Central Catholic is down the road at Minden as far as some Tri-City games as well. Also, Amherst Loomis going to be interested to see how that game plays out tonight as well. Shelton home opener, season opener against Hampton tonight. Kennesaw's home against Clifton Clyde, Kansas. They had to play a Kansas school because the team that they played last year dropped out, consolidated, so they had to find a new team. Elm Creek up the road at Ansley Litchfield. Sutherland's at Overton, some of the eight-man games in the area tonight. 11-man Ravenna at Superior and Donovan Trumbull at Southern Valley. Axtell ready to boot this football away and get the season underway. Cody Nickel to kick it off. And it's a good, high, strong kick, but returnable. Taking it about the 8-yard line near the sideline. Looking to make some running room. Jake Neely ran into his own blocker and gets stood up at the 15. And the pile will just stand him up and drive him backward at about the 17-yard line. So Pleasanton will start with the football at the 17-yard line. And, of course, remember, here in 8-man, 80-yard field, not quite as wide. So all other rules apply are the same, but midfield, the 40-yard line, and we'll see what Pleasanton elects to do here to start this football game. John Colsheen is going to come out as the fullback. The I-back is Colton Lammers, and Axman sets down underneath him there. No wideouts on the opening play of the game. They'll go unbalanced, long, strong to the left, and they'll run it to the right. Pitch play to Lammers, gets to the corner to the 20, and he's going to be shoved out of bounds into the Pleasanton bench, short of the 25-yard line. But a good, simple play here on the opening down of the contest, enough to pick up some significant yards, about 6 on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 4. So Lammers, who was able to get into the end zone 3 times last week, we've seen Pleasanton run it, we've seen him throw the ball, and Coach Westland telling us that this is more of a running team. Now they go balance line, they'll turn, and they'll go on a handoff up the middle of the football field. Jake Neal, he's across the 25, he's got the first down, 30 to the 31 to the 32-yard line, and move the chains here, a gain of about 9 on the play for Jake Neal. Both teams for D2 football have a good depth here, a good number of kids suited up, about 25 for Pleasanton, about 28, 29 suited up tonight for Axtell. So not always the case, but they've got some kids that they can run in and out, and that is key on a 92-degree kickoff night here. Back to the I formation, first down, Axman, quick snap, he'll turn, he'll pitch it off there to Lammers. Lammers lunges forward off the right side and brought down by Nickel, short of the 35-yard line. We'll call it the 34. Give him a gain of 2. It's 2nd down and 8 for Lammers. 2 carries, 8 yards for Colton.
So three plays and all on the ground. And young Brendan Axman runs over to get the play from Ricky Westland. Ball of the right hash near the Pleasanton side. 3-3 defense here. And on second down, a handoff to Neal. Hole over the right side. Gets four, gets five. He's going to get out to the 39-yard line. And it'll bring up third down and about 3 yards to go here. We'll call it a gain of five for Jake Neal. So Lammers and Neal running in the plays, as we told you they would most of the ball game. And Colsheen up there with the blocking. And right now they're kind of running away from Colsheen. Colsheen will block on the backside, and they'll let the eye back, whoever it may be, Neal or Lammers, kind of lead through the right side. Everything's been to the right so far. Third and three. And a little counterplay this time to the left side, and a first down for Lammers as he gets into Axtell territory and brought down at the 36-yard line. Another five-yard gain there for Colton Lammers, and Pleasanton doing exactly what they want here, grinding out yardage on the opening drive of the game. 10:20 to go here in the first quarter, and we are scoreless on this opening drive for Pleasanton and Axtell. Pleasanton, the red jerseys with the white numerals and pants, the black pants for Axtell with the white jerseys and the purple numerals. Three down linemen, only one safety. They really kind of bring up a 3-4 now against that run game, trying to stuff it. Axman, pitch play to Neal off right guard, and he is going to get a couple, and then he has stood up and driven backwards there. Nice job by Dakota Klingsporn to finish the play. Neal got a couple off the bottom of the pile that time for Axtell. Dylan Wells made the initial contact. Second down and eight. So not a whole lot crazy here so far for Pleasanton. They're kind of feeling out what Axtell wants to do. Let's see if Axman gets out of the pocket at all. It's basically being right between the ends. They have not split a man out as far as a wide receiver yet. This time, they'll keep it on a quarterback around the right side. Axman is going to be brought down inside the 25-yard line by Rungy, and they're on the tackle. And that's going to be a gain of about six on the play. It'll be third and about a yard and a half here. First carry of the game for quarterback Brendan Axman. Ball marked just inside the 27-yard line of Axtell. Started at their own 17. Every play's been on the ground. Close to the line of scrimmage, unbalanced to the right side, and they're going to get Axtell to jump there. And even Jordan Riley knew it. He didn't even wait for the whistle. He stood up and slapped himself and said, "Darn it, I crossed the line." And so the first penalty of the ball game will be an offsides penalty on Axtell. Move the chains for Pleasanton. That'll give him a first down at about the 21-yard line of Axtell. So this drive has chewed up already a little bit over 3 minutes here on the opening drive of the football game. Again, they'll go a little unbalanced, strong to the right side, and plays Cale Miller the end over there. Ball fumbled on the exchange, and Axtell has covered it. So Pleasanton's moving it right down the field, tried the option. The ball is fumbled and covered by August Fischel, and Axtell gets a break here with the first turnover of the football game. It'll be at the 23-yard line of Axtell. So August Fischel, fumble recovery here at the 8:42 mark, and will officially mark it again at the Axtell 23. So Pleasanton had been moving the ball right down the football field, and Axtell forces, they didn't actually force the fumble, but they get on top of it. So first down, they'll quick snap it off the left hash and get it over the 25-yard line to the 26-yard line with Cody Nickel. He's going to gain about three on the first carry of the season for the Axtell Wildcats. Klingsporn, the eye back, and Nickel back there with him as well. Nickel's going to get the majority of the carries, you would have to think, though, in this football game. It is second down. We'll call it seven. Same formation Pleasanton had. Tight, running off the right side. Klingsporn, a mass of bodies as he gets out towards the 30, maybe just short at the 29-yard line. We'll call it a gain of three more. So Axtell lines up, and they go on the quick snap count. And checking out of the ball game will be Garrett Miller, and running in Dylan Wells as they exchange plays at the end position. So third down and four, we're scoreless with 7:50 to go in the first quarter. Again, out of the I formation, Nickel the fullback. It'll be a toss play left side. Klingsporn trying to get outside. There's nowhere to go. Good job by Pleasanton getting in there. Axman on the tackle with the help from Miller. And Klingsporn just barely got back to the line of scrimmage. We'll call it no gain and a punting situation. So Axtell covers the fumble, but Pleasanton's defense is up to the task and a three-and-out punting situation here for Axtell. Ball spotted at their own 29-yard line, and it will be Nickel back to punt it away here for the Wildcats. Cody only stands about 9 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It's a fake. Now he rolls out rugby. He wants to run, and did he stay in bounds? No, he didn't. He didn't get it. Fake punt, and it's covered there by Cale Miller. He's going to be about a yard and a half short. And you got to wonder, was that called on the very first series of the year, or is that something where it's up to Nickel if you see something go? Because he hesitated a little bit there and did not get the first down. He got two, maybe three. He needed four. And Pleasanton, really after fumbling it, the defense comes up big, and they really don't lose all that much. They fumbled at the 23, and they're going to take over here at about the 33-yard line. So only 10 yards lost on that turnover, and Pleasanton will start their second series in Axtell territory. .705 to go here in the first quarter. Axtell now first down and 10 at the 33 of the Wildcats. Counter play, left side, Lammers holding on, dragging him down as he gets inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. Good old leg tackle there by Miller. And also Bertrand, Evan Bertrand in there. And a gain of about 4 on the play for Colton Lammers. 4 carries, 17 yards unofficially here in the first quarter for Lammers. Neal has 3 carries for 16 yards. Axman kept it once for 6. So Pleasanton's ran 8 plays, and they've all been on the ground. Second down, we'll call it 6 at the 28-yard line of the Wildcats. They're getting more men on the line now. 4 down linemen here. And they'll turn and hand it off to Neal off the right side. Bounces off one man, makes a man miss. 25-20, shoved out of bounds close to the 16-yard line. And a gain of 12 on the play, the biggest offensive play of the game for Pleasanton. And that's what happens in 8-man. If you can break that, they've got more men up on the line of scrimmage for Axtell. And once you got past the first wave, you've got past half the team. And Neal able to stiff arm a man at the 25 and turn it into a 12-yard gain. Fourth first down for Pleasanton. First down and 10 at the Axtell 16-yard line. Going with that 4, kind of 2 look right now. And it's an inside draw to Colsheen. He just lowers his shoulders, and it's going to take most of the Axtell team to bring him down. He was hit immediately, but he just didn't go anywhere. It kind of stood him up. They wrapped him up around the ankles, and he'll fall forward to about the 13-yard line. His first carry is for 3. Colsheen, 6'1", 245 pounds of young man here for Pleasanton. And he is a load to bring down. If Bulldogs ever need a half a yard or a yard, you've got to be pretty sure that's where it's going. Second down and 7 at the Axtell 13-yard line. Pleasanton in a scoreless game with Axtell. They'll give it to Colsheen again off the left side. He'll get a couple to the 11, and he's gang tackled there. Again, he doesn't go down to the ground. They just blow the play dead. Officially, he does get shoved down after the whistle, but they go to Colsheen twice, didn't carry it on the first series. He's got it down to the 11-yard line. We'll call it a third down and 5 yards to go, 4.5 yards to go here. In two-down territory, though, obviously, for Pleasanton. 5:15 to go, scoreless here in the first quarter on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll give you some score updates as they start to roll in here from action throughout the area. Now they put Colsheen in the wing right side. Lammers is the back. They'll go with an option pitch to him, and Lammers is hit at the 10, grinds for more yardage to the 9, maybe to the 8-yard line. Dylan Wells, one-on-one, held him up, and then Lammers just kept the legs churning and picked up a couple of extra yards, but it'll be short. It will be fourth down. Move the ball from the 11 to the 8, and we'll call it fourth down and a solid 2 yards to go here for Pleasanton. They fumbled it away on their first series. Now they face their first fourth down of the ball game. And they'll call timeout. Coach Westland has done that a lot throughout his career on a fourth down charge. He wants to make sure his guys get the play right. So with 4:26 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is Pleasanton and Axtell scoreless. Fourth and 2 Pleasanton at the Axtell 8 when we come back.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
First time out of the game, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Fourth and two, Pleasanton at the Axtell 8. They go for it with an unbalanced line. They go with a pitch play to Neal right side. He's got the first. Well, wait, maybe not. He got right. Yeah, they're going to give him the first down. Good progress there. Cody Nickel met him at the six, picked him up, and drove him backwards, but he should have enough for the first down. I'm not sure that they even have to measure it. Oh. Whoa. Call me wrong. They don't measure it and give the ball to Axtell. If I'm Ricky Westland, I'm calling for a measurement here. I can't believe they're not bringing the chains in for this. They are a football short, and they're not going to bring the chains in. So give credit to Cody Nickel for sticking Colton Lammers just short of the first down. So let's turn it back over, and here comes Axtell. Quarterback draw right up the middle with Becker, and he's going to get good yardage to the 10 to the 11-yard line. A pickup of five on the quick snap, quarterback sneak up the middle. So kind of a strange no measurement there. There's no way it could have been that close not to measure, looking at where the sticks were on the other side of the field. But, hey, I'm up here, and I can't see. So we'll go with the official down there and say good job, Axtell, looking for their first down, scoreless here in the first quarter. Hand off to Klingsborn over the left side. He'll get hit after a couple of yard gain out to the 13-yard line. So Axtell and Pleasanton keeping it pretty close to the vest here in this first quarter of play. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless. Axtell was stopped on a fake punt on their first possession after recovering a fumble. August Fischel recovered a fumble at their own 23. Pleasanton has moved the ball on both their drives, but had the fumble and then stopped there on a fourth down and two in their end zone. Third down, we'll call it 4 yards to go. I formation, and the center snapped it too soon. That's always... when the center doesn't have the count right, it always looks a little crazy out there, and that's exactly what happened. Becker wasn't ready for it. Nobody moved on the snap count, and that'll wipe out all the yardage they made on the first two plays. A 5-yard illegal procedure penalty here, and we'll call it third down and 9. So two penalties now in the ball game, both against Axtell for 5 yards. Have not had a pass attempt yet in the ball game. If they do, you've got Axman and Eckhoff back there, or Eckout, excuse me, Eckout and Axman back there as the safeties for Pleasanton. So move the ball back between the 7 and the 8-yard line. Call it third down and 9 for Axtell. Looking for their first down of the ball game. They stay out of that power and eye formation, Nickel the fullback, and they'll toss sweep it to Klingsborn. He's hit, breaks one tackle, and lunges forward to the 10. Got a couple of yards back, but they'll go ahead and punt the football away. Didn't want to make a mistake with this young football team inside the 10-yard line, inside the red zone. For Axtell, as you heard Coach say, only 5 seniors on the entire roster, and Jake Jelton, one of those, is injured. So a very, very young football team. Neither team has a whole lot of seniors on their roster. So last time, Nickel ran the fake punt and didn't get it. Cody now stands at his goal line, and you have to anticipate he's going to punt this one away. Good snap. Here comes the rush. It's blocked. It's blocked by Lammers. He covers it in the end zone. That is Caleb Eckel blocking the punt and covering it for the touchdown. Eckel and Eckout were both in there. Block punt. Special teams touchdown to start the scoring. 2:29 to go here in the first quarter of play, and Pleasanton is on the board. So the block punt and Caleb Eckel will recover it in the end zone for the touchdown, and they will line up to go for two. Both teams, two-point conversion teams. Unbalanced eye to the left side. They'll give it off to the left side, and Lammer stretches the ball across the goal line. His knees were about ready to go down, but smartly he stuck the ball out there and gets the two-point conversion. 2:29 to go here in the first quarter, and the block punt sets up our first score. 8-0 Pleasanton over Axtell on Classic Hits.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, up the road a little north, six-man final. Walt Hill broke a long losing streak last week. Well, they're back to a losing streak. They're at number one now. Arcadia rolls them up at six-man football, 67-14. As Colsheen puts a foot into it, it's going to bounce at the six, picked up there on the right side. Axtell down the sideline to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, and looking for running room across the 25, and driven backward there. And let me double-check on... who returned the kick there for Axtell? I don't have an 82 on my roster. So let's double check. Not sure who 82 was. We'll try and effort that for you. But he's the man that returned the kick. John Dobish is number 82 tonight. So John Dobish returned the kick. Good job by Dobish. Gets it up to the 26, best starting field position. And Sis now comes in as the quarterback. And we've got a penalty flag here. Again, Sis and Becker are expected to platoon as quarterbacks for Axtell. Both sophomores, both lacking experience, as Coach Becker said, and both bring a little bit different dimension to the football team. But a false start here against the Wildcats. And that'll be a five-yard penalty. 8-0 Pleasanton on the block punt by Mr. Caleb Eckel. Locked it into the end zone, recovered it. Two-point conversion good, 8-0. First down and 15, Axtell back him up to the 22-yard line. Out of the I formation, they'll hand it off right side to Nickel. Nickel spins off one man. Then Caleb Eckel wraps him up and drops him after a short gain out to about the 24-yard line. And that'll bring up second down and long. So both teams have figured it out defensively to sell out against the run, and it's kind of working there for them. Nickel a gain of two. So far, 19 yards of total offense here in the first quarter for Axtell. Their biggest gain was a quarterback sneak on first down. Back to the I formation here for Parker Sis. On second and 13, Sis going to hand it to the fullback, Nickel. He gets through that line of scrimmage in a hurry across the 25, the 30, and out to the 31-yard line. Nice burst of speed. Give him a gain of about seven on the play, and it'll be third down. We'll call it six. Nickel, you got to watch him. You got to keep an eye on his kid. You got to tackle him. We've already seen speed from Pleasanton, but Nickel at 200 pounds, just a sophomore in his first game as a sophomore. Room to learn, but he's going to be a good one. Third down and seven, and Sis, pitch play to the outside. New running back in there making a move to the 33-yard line is Rhett Anderberry, and the senior is going to be short of the first down, got about three on the play, and it'll be fourth down and about 4 yards to go. So we've got a penalty flag in there as well, and it's going to be holding on Axtell. Now, what will Pleasanton do? Do they take the penalty and make it third and long? Or take the fourth and three and just assume that Axtell will punt the football away. 1:07 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0. Pleasanton with the lead. They will take that penalty. And so a 10-yard hold. That's the fourth penalty of the first quarter here on Axtell. None so far for Pleasanton. Again, a reminder, though, Pleasanton played last week in week zero, and Axtell did not. And now Axtell has elected to call a timeout, their first of the ball game. And this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Your score 8-0 Pleasanton, 107 to go, first quarter. We'll be right back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Your team's full schedule and results online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Score updates for you here near the half. It is Sydney 20, Holdridge 13. And Minden has jumped out to a 13-7 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. Here it is 3rd and 15. Back to pass, Parker Sis for Axtell. Fly pattern down the left sideline. Klingsporn one-on-one with Eckhout, and it's incomplete. A little over his head, and it would have been a whale of a catch. But I will say this. They can run that play a little bit later on because Klingsporn had the speed and got by Eckhout. That might be a deep out next time instead of a sideline pattern. So the first pass for either team in this ball game falls incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down and long, about 15, 16 yards to go here for Axtell. 8-0 Pleasanton, 1:02 to go here in the first quarter of play, and things haven't necessarily went that well in the punting department. A fake punt, didn't get it. Then the next punt blocked for our only score. This is a high snap. He's got it, though, and a high kick. It will not be very deep off the side of his foot. And let's see where they decide to mark this. The line of scrimmage was the 22, and they'll take it to about the 33 of Pleasanton. So 18 and 7, that's a 25-yard punt for Nickel. No return. But we have a penalty flag down there somewhere, or do we have a sideline warning? Yeah, sideline warning against Pleasanton, and that'll just be a warning. Next time it would be a penalty. Nonetheless, Pleasanton will take over, leading an 8-0 with 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. A couple of other scores brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. St. Cecilia 14, Centennial nothing. Aurora has scored first on Alliance 8-0. Giltner 8-0 over Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. Kearney High taking on Norfolk. We'll get you an update on that momentarily as well. Brendan Axman sets him down, back in that I formation. Lammers the I back. Cole Sheen the fullback. Lammers will take it off right guard. Has a little bit of running room this time. Slips the tackle at the 35 and gets up to the 39-yard line. A gain of 6 for Colton Lammers. And Pleasanton with a good gain on first down. We'll make it second down and about 4 yards to go. Pleasanton would not have to run another play here in the first quarter should they choose, but they just kind of snap it and run it. No pass plays. Everything's been on the ground so far. Looks like 14 plays, all rushing. Second and 4 at their own 34. Axman gives it off to Jake Neal. Tries the left side. Hard running. Gets a yard. Gets a 2. Finally, they blow the play dead, but just short of the first down. We'll give Neal 3 yards on the play, and it's going to be third down and 1. But that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter of the year for Axtell, second game of the year for Pleasanton, and after one, due to the Caleb Echol block punt recovery in the end zone, it's Pleasanton 8 and Axtell nothing. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Lammers Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammers Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammers Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Listen to this ball game and others live online right now at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, as the first quarter came to an end, the officials did bring out the chains, and that was a first down run by Jake Neal, just enough to move the chains. So Neal, in the first quarter, 5 carries, 32 yards. I had Lammers, 7 carries, 28 yards. Colsheen, 2 carries, 5 yards. And Axman, 1 carry for 6 yards. So about 71 yards in the first quarter, all on the ground for Pleasanton. No penalties. They did have a fumble on their opening drive. Axtell, still looking for their first down of the ball game. They managed just 29 yards of total offense in the first quarter. Cody Nickel, 4 carries, 14 yards. Klingsporn, 4 carries, 7 yards. So first and 10 for Pleasanton as they snap the ball to start the second quarter. Give it to Lammers over the right side. Follows his blockers. Got some running room. 30, 25, right sideline. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Colton Lammers on the opening play of the second quarter. A 37-yard touchdown run. Off right side, so work it, work it, work it, and finally busting through there. So more yards on that carry than Lammers had in the first seven combined. The 37-yard run gives him 65, and it's 14-0 in favor of Pleasanton with 11:53 to go here in the second quarter of play. So the fourth touchdown of the year for Colton Lammers. Lineup to go for two now. Out of that I formation, they give it to Neal off the right side, and Jake is going to be close and in. So Jake Neal runs it in for the two-point conversion, and with 11:53 to go here in the first half of play, it's now 16-0 Pleasanton over Axtell, and we'll be right back.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available. They can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear 'em up, Bulldog. Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Great photos from the area games. You can add yours as well. The PlatteRiverPreps.com Facebook page. Check it out, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back to the Friday Night Football Game of the Week on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Axtell. It is 16-0 Pleasanton, 11:53 to go in the second quarter as Colsheen kicks it off, drives it into the corner, picked up at the four-yard line, kind of hamstrings him in, and Dovish trying to go all the way from one side to another, shakes off the tackle of Blake Eck out at the five-yard line and at least gets it back out to the 11-yard line. And in on the tackle for the Pleasanton Bulldogs was Josh Rowe. Tell you what, you shake off Blake Eck out, you've done something, but to John Dovish, that kick both times by Colsheen has been basically perfect. You just can't take a chance that it's not going to go out of bounds. It looks like it is, but here comes the kickoff team, and you can't just be looking at both things at the same time, so pick it up and take off. And it pins them fairly deep at their own 11-yard line. So Pleasanton has been playing on this side of the field most of the night. Axtell still looking for their first down of the football game, and Sis will be the quarterback here. On the far hash at the 11-yard line, Nickel the fullback, Klingsporn the I-back. They'll give it to Dakota off the left side, and he is stacked up for no gain. maybe even lost a half a yard. So Pleasanton's defense, they're just selling out. They want Axtell to throw the football. They've only attempted it once. Pleasanton hasn't attempted a pass yet in the ball game. And it was a simple don't give the defense any chance to rush the quarterback heave by Parker Siss. But he's got an arm. Watching him pregame warm-ups and then watching that first throw, the kid can throw the ball. He's not going to have any problem chucking it 30, maybe 40 yards down the football field. He's got a good arm on him, and we'll see if they're able to utilize him. Second down now, and 10 yards to go. Siss turns, hands it off again over the right side. Klingspor nearly fumbled the football. It kind of bounced around in his gut there, but he had no chance to go anywhere, and he swallowed up for a two-and-a-half-yard loss. It's going to be third, and we'll call it about 13. Good job up front there by Nico Tapia. He's in there off that defensive line. Cole Sheen, the nose tackle, wreaking some havoc in there as well. So third down and 13, some late substitutions here for Axtell. Coach Becker trying to get the right personnel in and off the field here, but they just blew the ball ready for play, so they've got time. 10:20 to go, first half, 16-0 Pleasanton. And we'll see our first spread set of the ball game. Three wide, Siss all by himself in the shotgun. Looks like they're going to bring pressure. Siss steps up, throws it deep down the left side. The feet get tangled up, and the ball is incomplete as Klingsporn got tripped up there with Brendan Axman, and the play was over before that ball really even got in the air. But we do have a penalty flag in the backfield. It's going to be holding. A couple of the officials saw that one, and I'm sure that Pleasanton will decline this. There's nothing to gain here. It'd be a four-yard penalty since they're at the eight, and the holding will be declined. So in that first quarter, Axtell did have four penalties for 25 yards, and Pleasanton had none. And now it'll be up to Cody Nickel to punt out of his own end zone. Tried to fake the first one, didn't get it. Second one blocked for a touchdown. And then the third one was about a 25-yarder. And now Axtell is going to burn a timeout here on fourth down. Don't like to see that. You would hope they could just drop Nickel back there and punt the football away, but they want to make sure they're lined up correctly and maybe have the right number of guys on the field. So Axtell calls their second timeout here of the first half, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show follows the game. Hear all the scores from the area teams by listening to 1230 KHAS or Classic Hits 98.9 when this game's over.
13 for Axtell at their own 8, so Cody Nickel stands in his end zone to punt the ball away. Good snap, the rush comes, back is Axman, and he'll let it hop, kind of gets by him, he'll field it at his own 33, and then he'll be knocked out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. Nice punt that time, that's a 39-yard punt from Cody Nickel, and Axman gave him the respect. He played him pretty deep and had to come up after a punt that went 39 yards. It's about a 5-yard return, and Pleasanton will start at their own 38-yard line. 9:59 to go here in the second quarter. It's Pleasanton 16 and Axtell nothing. Axtell still looking for their first down. It's been three and out. And when Pleasanton knows what they're doing, they're much bigger up front, and they're able to just hold them to 2-3 yards at a time. Axtell again goes to the four down lineman here on first down and 10. Strong to the right side here. Axman takes the snap, puts it in the belly of his fullback, Cole Sheen. He wanted it back, but Cole Sheen says, I want to keep it. And he's going to get about a yard and a half, move it up to the 39-yard line. And Cole Sheen will get a couple. So John's a big fella, but He's only got about one step before the defense is getting on him from that fullback position, and give Axtell credit. They're not letting Kolschin do anything up the middle. Axtell has had a good job in the middle of that line, not giving anything up. And two and a big number 61, Axel Castle. Second down and eight. And Axman again. Kolschin, but this time the quarterback Axman will take it back. Off the right end, gets 3-4 yards. He's going to get into Axtell territory, but he will be well short of the first down. Mark him at about the 36-yard line. Gain of about 4.5 there. Officially, it'll go down as a 5-yard gain for Brendan Axman, and it'll bring up third down and all of 4 yards to go here for the Bulldogs. Don't forget, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Another score update for you. Kearney's out to a good start, 12-0 over Norfolk in the first quarter. Northwest 7-0 on Hastings. Third down, 4. Axman out of that tie-dye formation again. Brendan fakes it right, goes counter. Left side, Lammers. Bounces off 1, bounces off 2, fights for some yardage. Right at that first down marker, inside the 33 to the 32. Should have enough for the first down, but we've been wrong already a couple of times tonight, so let's see what the white hat tells us, and it is the 7th first down of the ball game for Pleasanton. Lammers fights for the hard yardage there and moves the chains again. See if we can get you some more Valentino scores here. Ward 7, Kearney Catholic 0 in the second quarter. St. Cecilia 21, Centura 0. Ravenna 14, Superior 0. Amherst 13, Loomis 0 after 1. First down and 10, and we've got a false start here on the right end for Pleasanton, and that'll be their first motion penalty of the ball game. Kind of got to wonder if Pleasanton was actually going to throw the ball there at one time. That would get me excited if you're just out there as the end and never get to run a pass pattern. You want to get down the field. And it'll bring up first down and 15, move the ball back to about the 37-yard line of the Bulldogs. They lead it 16-0. 8.5 and counting here in the first half. Brendan Axman has done a good job controlling his offense. Toss play outside Jake Neal. They shove him out to the right side, and Axtell, well covered, makes the tackle out there in the open field. That's Brant Runge. But Runge was out there, as well was Dallas Johnson, and they were all over that play. Loss on the play for Neal of maybe a yard. We'll call it second down and 16. Well covered that time by the Wildcats. Pleasanton had been getting their yardage, not big chunks. The 37-yard run by Lammers did get to the outside, but pretty much it's been a cloud of dust both ways for these teams. Second down, 16 yards to go here for Pleasanton. At the 37 of Axtell, and back to pass will be Axman. Has time in the pocket, looking downfield for Eckout. Jump ball, Eckout caught it, penalty flag comes down, and he's inside the 15 down to about the 11-yard line. On the coverage was Evan Bertrand, and he just tried to time the jump to knock the ball away. But Eckout, even if it was grazed a little bit, was able to haul it in. And I assume we're going to get pass interference here on the Wildcats. They're actually going to call it holding. It doesn't matter. They're going to decline the penalty. It's going to be first and goal right at the 10-yard line on a 27-yard pass play from Brendan Axman to Blake Eckout. And I believe that ball will be touching the 10-yard line. Let's see if it is or if it will be first and 10. If it's not touching the 10, it's about an inch off. Nonetheless, first down here for the Bulldogs, trying to get their third touchdown of the first half, leading it 6-0, scoring on a block punt and a 37-yard Colton Lammers run. Ball on the right hash, strong to the right side. It's right up the middle to Neal. He makes one man miss. Here's a penalty flag as he dances inside the 8 to about the 7. But when it comes from the referee, that usually means a holding call, and that is the call. So Pleasanton now will have a lot of work to do. When you get that holding on basically first and goal, that's going to move them back to about the 21-yard line. It'll be first and 20 at the 21. 7:26 to go here in the first half, 16-0, Pleasanton leading. For these ball clubs, Pleasanton will play again next week, traveling to Loomis. Then they get that bye week. If you get that week zero game, you're going to get a bye week before getting into district play with Spalding Academy. Their next home game at Pleasanton will be on the 27th. And because their first two games are at home, Pleasanton only has two more regular season home games the rest of the year. Axtell will be at home next week to take on Bertrand. First and 20. They'll give it to Lammers off the left end. Has some running room. 15. Gets it to the 10 before he's drug down at the 9-yard line. So he got all the penalty yardage back on one play. Big run there by Colton Lammers, and the tackle made by August Fischel, who covered a fumble earlier in the ball game. In fact, going to give Colton about 12 yards there, 21 to inside the 10 at the 9. We'll call it second down and about 8 yards to go. So Axtell have been doing such a great job, and that's a big play for Pleasanton. Keeps them out of a long yardage situation, and it looks like Pleasanton didn't like what they saw, and Coach Westland is going to call a timeout. Each team will have one timeout remaining with 6:46 to go here in the first half of play. It's Pleasanton 16 and Axtell nothing. The sun has went down, so it's not beating on the Axtell sideline or the players over there and the fans right now, so cooling down a little bit here. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll be right back.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports.
Our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, Axtell alum, wearing the purple back of the studios tonight. But right now it's Pleasanton with the better of the deal here on the opening night for Axtell, but the second game of the year for Pleasanton, and it is 16-0 Pleasanton, and they are driving again. Second down and 8 at the 9-yard line of Axtell. Again, scoring first came on a Caleb Eckel block punt in the end zone. He blocked it. He recovered it. Lammers ran it in for the 2 points. And then on their next possession, Colton Lammers broke one off the right side for 37 yards. Jake Neal ran it in on the first play of the second quarter to make it 16-0. That's where we're at with 6:46 to go. Axtell still looking for their first down. Their defense for this young ball club has been pretty stout, but they've been playing way too much of it. Boy, time of possession would be unbelievable right now. We've played about 17 minutes of football. Pleasanton's probably been on the offensive side for at least 12 of that. I formation, second and 8 at the 9. Axman gives it off to Colsheen off the right side, grinds the legs to the 6, to the 5, and again, there's 6 Axtell Wildcats trying to bring him down. They finally blow it dead just inside the 5-yard line, and it'll bring up third down and about 4 yards to go here. They'll mark Colsheen at the 5 again of 4, and it keeps that clock rolling along. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. Also try and get you an update on the Husker volleyball match with Villanova. That is underway on Terry Pettit Court. Don't forget the Loper volleyball team playing at 8 o'clock tonight, if that's your pleasure, at the Health and Sports Center against Chatterton State. It is third down and 4 at the Axtell 5. Pleasanton again, unbalanced eye. Axman's going to roll to the right, wants to throw to Colsheen. He's got it. Touchdown! The second pass attempt of the ball game, and both of them have been complete. A 5-yard touchdown out of the backfield to big John Colsheen, and it's 22-0 Pleasanton with 5:57 to go here in the first half of play. And Pleasanton has had that in their playbook for quite a few years here, and when you expect Colsheen to just run it right up at you, it's hard to cover him out of the backfield. And 5-yard pass, Brendan Axman gets it in to John Colsheen, and now they line up to go for the 2-point conversion. Little fake up the middle it goes. Colsheen is in for the 2-point conversion. Had all kinds of motion there, just went with a fullback trap to Colsheen. And with 5:57 to go in the first half of play, it's now Pleasanton 24 and Axtell nothing. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
See all the scores in one place. The live scoreboard at PlatteRiverPreps.com gives you up-to-the-minute scores from all the area games. PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Don't forget, after our broadcast tonight, it's the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, powered by PlatteRiverPreps.com, here on Classic Hits and 1230 KHAS. Cole Sheen puts his foot into this one, and this time it does go out of bounds. And let's see what Axtell decides to do. Make him kick it again, or just take the ball. And Cole Sheen has powered it well. I think if he wanted to kick it right down the middle, he'd have enough on it to get it into the end zone, but he's angled it towards the sidelines every time, and that time it did go out of bounds, and it looks like Axtell has selected Pleasanton to kick it off again. Cole Sheen just got the touchdown pass, then had the two-point conversion run, and now he'll back it up 5 yards and spot it at the 25-yard line. A lot of good football out there, but apparently there's some weather out in the western part of the state delaying the Scotts Bluff-McCook game. Had a little bit of that out in the western part of the state last week. North Platte St. Pat's and Bridgeport 14-14. St. Pat's plays a few of the teams in the western part of our listening area. We'll have more scores coming your way at halftime from around the state. Right now, Cole Sheen ready to boot it away again. John, this time, topped it. It's going to be picked up by an up man at the 20-yard line. Up to the 25, two hands on the ball for Rhett Anderberry. He'll push it up to about the 30 and get it to the 32-yard line. And that's where Axtell will take over. So first off, they need to get their first out of the ball game. Then they can think about moving closer to that end zone. With 5:52 to go in the first half, 24-0. This ball game was scoreless with 2:30 to go in the first quarter. Then the block punt kind of opened things up there for Pleasanton as Caleb Eckel blocked it, recovered it in the end zone for the first 6 points of the ball game. In at quarterback is Colby Becker, and they're going to go spread here. Usually this would be Sis, but Becker, the 5'5 sophomore, sends a man in motion, fakes the handoff, quarterback draw, and it goes nowhere. They're all over it. And making the tackle is Trey Keyshaw. Keyshaw made the tackle. I will say this, good call, I think, by Axtell, because Keyshaw was the only man there at his nose tackle position. There were no backers. They followed the motion. And if somehow Becker could have slipped by him, there would have been a lot of room to run right up the middle of the field. As is the case, there was nowhere to go, and he'll lose a yard. We'll call it second down and 11. Axtell doesn't want to fall behind any farther here. They want to get to halftime, make some adjustments. They'll get the ball to start the second half. Now they go back to the base I formation with no wideouts. Becker will toss it out here to Klingsporn, trying to get to the corner, just doesn't have the speed. Jake Neal is there, meets him at the line of scrimmage, and brings him down for no gain on the play. So again, Dakota Klingsporn, he's a junior. You've got sophomores and your quarterback platooning. Nichols a sophomore. Runge's a senior out there for you. And that is the only senior starter for this football team on offense. Jake Jelton, of course, injured before the season started. And it's going to be third down, and we'll call it 13 at their own 30. The snap is fumbled. Becker trying to get back on it, does, tries to lunge forward for a couple of yards, which he does. Might have got back to the original line of scrimmage, but it'll be fourth down again, and Axtell has not found a way to move the chains on offense. And they'll boot it away here with under 4 minutes to go by the time they punt the ball. Call fourth down and 10 yards to go as Becker scrambled after dropping the snap. Colby Nichol, this is the fifth time he's dropped back, a fake, a block, and then a 25 and a 39-yard punt. Axman and Neal are going to go back to receive it. Good snap. The kick is away. Low line driver bounces at the 18, gets by Axman inside the 10, and is going to go out of bounds inside the 5 at the 4-yard line. Outstanding punt by Colby Nichol. Give him 36 and then add on another 7. That's a 43-yard punt and no return. And with Pleasanton keeping the ball on the ground, this is going to make them work. They've got 3:49 and one timeout, but we'll start with their worst field position by far at their own 4-yard line. And we'll see if the Pleasanton return men will come up a little closer next time, as the last couple of punts have bounced in front of them. First down at their own 4-yard line here. They'll actually put Neal at the wing. Colsheen, the lone setback. Axman, the quarterback, takes it. He has a busted play here. He wanted to give it to Colsheen. Now just takes off over the right side. It works out okay. He's going to get out to about the 9-yard line. A gain of 4. By Axman's reaction, it sure looked like he wanted to give it to Colsheen, and Colsheen just shot through there to block. So they'll talk about that, and they're talking about it right now as Lammers comes back into the ball game. Second and a solid 5 here for Pleasanton, leading it 24-0 with 3:24 to go in the first half of play. Giltner has now taken a 16-0 lead over Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. Kearney 12, Norfolk 7 in the second quarter. Ord continues to lead Kearney Catholic 7-0. Lammers over the right side, crashes across the 10, the 15. He's got the first down, bring it out to near the 18-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 9 for Colton Lammers, and Lammers is approaching the 100-yard mark here in the first half of play, keyed by the 37-yard touchdown run. Our Valentino's in-game scores brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas you can carry out or Valentino's delivery in the Kearney area. Here's an inside handoff. Neal breaks a tackle, busts it out to the left side near the Pleasanton sideline. 25, stood up and popped out at the 30-yard line. Another first down, Jake Neal. A gain of 12, and that will move the chains again. So I think they're starting to wear Axtell down now. They're bigger up front, and they've been on offense. Axtell has been on defense most of this first half. Again, 24 minutes in the first half, and if Pleasanton ends the half with the football, I'd have to say it's about 18 minutes to 6 time of possession. First down and 10 on their own 30-yard line. Again, Axman a little busted play, and then as he wheels it to the right side, nobody sees him. He's to the 40, to the 30. He's gone. Axman, touchdown. 50 yards for Brendan Axman as they sent everybody to the left. He went reverse pivot with a naked bootleg to the right, and Axman takes it 50 yards for the fourth touchdown of the ball game here for Pleasanton, and that'll make it 30-0 in favor of the Bulldogs with 2:40 to go here in the second quarter of play. So a lot of big touchdown runs last week against Kennesaw. Second big touchdown run here. They're going to try the extra point. That's Dalton Luffelholtz to attempt it. He takes one step, boots it. It's blocked. The snap was too high, and he never really had a chance. The extra point is blocked. And let me make sure that we got the right guy that blocked it. It was number 15, Brant Runge, that blocks the extra point. But with 2:40 to go here in the first half of play, it's 30-0 Pleasanton over Axtell. We'll be right back.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
See all the scores in one place. The live scoreboard at PlatteRiverPreps.com gives you up-to-the-minute scores from all the area games. PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And on the kickoff, it's going to spin out of bounds here. Pleasanton tried to do something a little different there and kick the side of the football, and out of bounds it goes at about the 26-yard line. 2:40 to go here in the first half, 30-0 at Pleasanton. And again, the first basically 10 minutes was in between the trenches and between the ends, not much going on. But here over the last 12 minutes, all the touchdowns have been scored by Pleasanton. And it looks like Axtell has decided that they're just going to take the ball at their own 27-yard line. Amherst now leads Loomis 19-0. Overton has a 12-8 lead over Sutherland in the second quarter of play. St. Cecilia leading Centennial 21-0. Northwest leads Hastings 21-0. Kearney at last check led Norfolk 12-7. And back in is Colby Becker at quarterback for Axtell. And he is going to hand it off over the left side, looking for a little running room and getting a couple of yards up the middle. Will be Anderberry. Anderberry, his second carry, gets a couple of yards on the play. And it'll be second down and 8 as the clock ticks under 2:20 to go here in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll look at scores from around the area, talk about what's coming up this weekend and next week. We'll have Thursday night football next week, Lincoln Southwest hosting Kearney. And some movement on the defensive line, and I think that's where the penalty is going to be this time. Leaning in there was Keyshaw, and he couldn't quite keep his balance. Let's see if he was drawn off or not, but I anticipate offsides, and that will be the case. Offsides called here on Pleasanton. So in the first quarter, Axtell had 4 penalties, Pleasanton none. In the second quarter, Pleasanton 3 penalties, Axtell none. And that will move it up 5 yards. Let's make it second down and 3 for Axtell. Ball spotted at their own 34-yard line. The Wildcats still looking for their first down of the season here in their opening ball game. And it looks like they have put Anderberry at I-back. And toss sweep. They pitch it behind him, and Becker has to go dive on it all the way back at the 25-yard line. And so just when it looked like they had a chance to move the chains for the first time, they lose about 8-9 yards on the play. And it'll be third down and 12. So tough break there for the Axtell Wildcats. Had it second and 3. Now it's third and 12 on that fumble. And we will get a timeout on the field called by the Pleasanton defense. That'll be their final timeout. 1:21 to go here in the first half. It's the Bulldogs 30, Axtell nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school football. This time out brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. I want to remind you that Husker football tomorrow on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And for more on Saturday mornings, don't forget the Ampride Open House. The Ampride Open House on sports comes to you at 10 a.m. every Saturday morning from Ampride North in Hastings. And you can hear it on 1230 a.m. KHAS and HastingsLink.com. 1:21 to go here in the second quarter. Pleasanton has erupted for a 30-0 lead over Axtell. Third and 12 for Axtell. The ball spotted at their own 26. Spread formation for Becker. Steps up in the pocket. Doesn't want to throw. Pressure's coming. He scrambles back to the line of scrimmage. Brought down by Colton Lammers. Good coverage downfield. Ran a lot of short patterns, did Axtell, just in case there wasn't time. And then deep, they ran Colton Maxwell. But well covered. And by the time this is all said and done, no gain on the play, and Axtell has decided to call their final timeout here on what will be fourth down and 10. Becker actually even picked up a yard on that scramble. So let's see if Axtell just rolls the dice and says we got nothing to lose and tries to go for it fourth and 10 at their own 27, or punt it away and hope they can make a couple of tackles and get to the halftime locker room. This time out again brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. There's a rarity. You hardly ever see both teams use their timeouts in the first half of play. Let's get to some score updates here for you. It is Elm Creek 19, Ansley Litchfield nothing after the first quarter of play. Elm Creek, one of the state-rated teams, leading Ansley Litchfield 19-0 after the first quarter of play. Some other scores. Let's see if we can get a couple of more here for you. Sydney 28, Holdridge 13 as they go into the fourth quarter of play. More scores coming out from the western part of the state. And we'll get to those at halftime as well as our local games. As we see fourth down and 10 now for Axtell. Halftime, Aurora 14 and Alliance 7. Aurora 14-7 Axtell is spreading out like they're going for it. Becker is in there at the quarterback. They send Nickel in motion. They are going for it. Becker throws it as far as he can for Klingsborn. It's going to be a jump ball, and we're going to get pass interference. Yeah. Jake Neal just jumped up and did the old face guard and ran. When he did that, and you can face guard in high school, but then he kind of landed on top of Klingsborn, and so a pass interference penalty, and Axtell will have their first down of the ball game. And we'll see if they can do something with that here in the final minute six. Not sure the clock even ran on that play. But it is a 15-yard penalty and the fourth penalty of the quarter on Pleasanton for 35 yards. And so with the 15-yard penalty, that will move it into Pleasanton territory, just across midfield, and drop it down at the 38-yard line. Axtell out of timeouts, has not completed a pass, one incomplete, and then that there for the pass interference. Heartland Lutheran trailing at halftime. Parkview Christian, a very solid football team, leading it by a score of 38-0 at the half. Boone Central Newman Grove leads Pierce 27-0 at half. How about that? First and 10. Becker back to pass. Tries to avoid the rush. Could be a face mask on the sack. He is sacked back there by Caleb Eckel, 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but he got him on the face mask, and I assume that'll be a 15-yarder. Yes, it is. Good call by the referee. And so a 15-yard pass interference backed up by a 15-yard face mask, and that's going to move the ball all the way down to about the 23-yard line here with 1:02 to go before halftime. It is 30-0 Pleasanton, but boy, if Axtell could get into the end zone here, then they get the ball to start the third quarter, freshen up, and maybe shake off some of the cobwebs of the offense. Their defense hasn't been bad. Kearney Catholic 14, Ord nothing. Blake Holtmeyer has already moved in at quarterback for the Stars. 14-7. First down and 10. Ball will actually be marked at the 30. They marked it from where the face mask occurred. Ooh, as Colby Becker is lit up by John Colsheen, and a penalty flag on Colsheen. He just got the ball away and was leveled. And they're going to call it a shot to the helmet. And Colsheen, 6'1", 245, and quarterback Colby Becker, 5'5", 145. And Becker popped right back up. But you're giving up about a half foot there. Colsheen thinks he's lowering his shoulder pads into the shoulder pads of Becker. And it was very close. They'll look at that one on film. And a 15-yard penalty now moves it all the way down to the 15-yard line. Three straight penalties, all of 15 yards. And before you know it, Axtell's at the 15-yard line. 54 seconds to go, so they've got time. But they don't have any timeouts. And by the way, no means was that a dirty play. Colsheen came through there, and he hit the quarterback. If that would have been Sis back there, the 6-foot quarterback, there would have not been a penalty flag just because he was half a foot taller than Becker. Klingsborn will split out wide to the left. Two men out wide to the right, including Nickel. Nickel now in motion. Becker back to pass, wants to throw it out to Nickel in motion. It's caught, breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. How long can he stay in bounds? Shoved out of bounds around the 10, waiting for the official mark here. He might have even been shoved out before the 10 for a short gain. And they will stop the clock with 27 seconds to go. Officially going to mark him at the 11-yard line. So the first completion of the ball game is a 4-yarder. And they're going to put more time on the clock, move it up to 32 seconds to go on the clock here. Officials just kind of forgot to blow it dead since it was out of bounds. Second down and 6 at the Pleasanton 11-yard line. 30-0 Pleasanton, 32 seconds to go in the half. Becker back to pass, under pressure, throws it over the middle. Great one-hand catch at the 1-yard line. And the clock will stop for the first down. Cody Nickel, all one hand of him, hauls it in at the 1. That's a gain of 10. And it'll bring up first down and goal at the 1-yard line. And the clock will roll out of the I formation. Becker turns, gives it to Nickel. Ball might have been fumbled. He didn't get in, and Axtell's going to have to hustle because this clock is now going to continue to run. Under 20 seconds to go. No timeouts remaining. A loss of a yard. Axtell's got to hustle. 12 seconds. They're in the huddle. 9 seconds. They break the huddle. Becker, quarterback sneak, up the middle. And waiting for a signal. If he doesn't get in, it's halftime. And he doesn't get in, and it's halftime. Pleasanton does a great job. Becker marked at the inch yard line. And it is halftime. So quite a last 1 minute of the first half here. But when it's all said and done, it is halftime. Pleasanton 30 and Axtell nothing. And you knew that that would probably be, especially if they ran at the last play of the half, either they were going to get in or Pleasanton was going to stop them inside the one. And that's exactly what happened. Becker stopped inside the 1 yard line, and we reached the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. The Pleasanton Bulldogs, their second game of the year. It's Axtell opener here in Pleasanton. It's the Bulldogs 30 and the Wildcats nothing. We're back with first half stats, score updates, and more after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Great photos from the area games. You can add yours as well. The PlatteRiverPreps.com Facebook page. Check it out, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back, everyone, to Pleasanton. Not only is the coach, but he's the athletic director. We want to thank Ricky Westland, Ron Wymore, and all the fine folks here, Scott Phillips and the crew, for their hospitality. As we have reached the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. They'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it's the Pleasanton Bulldogs 30 and the Axtell Wildcats nothing, being stopped at the goal line as time expired here in the first half of play. And of course, they got some significant help. Three consecutive 15-yard penalties, pass interference, a face mask, and then an unsportsmanlike conduct on a high hit was what moved them 45 yards down the field and gave them three of their first four first downs. And then a 10-yard reception into the hands of Cody Nickel gave it to him first and goal at the one, but then there was a fumbled snap exchange. The clock continued to run without any timeouts, and Becker decided a quarterback sneak, and he was just an inch or two short of the goal line, and time expired. So 30 to nothing here at the half. Let's take a look at some of the other scores we have. After Kearney jumped out 12-0, Norfolk has rallied to take a 14-12 lead over the Bearcats. It is Sydney 20, Holdridge 13, Aurora 14, Alliance 7, Northwest 21, Hastings nothing. Grand Island Central Catholic at last check led Minden 14-13. On ESPN 1460, it is Kearney Catholic leading Ward 14-7 at the half. Hastings St. Cecilia leads Centennial 34-3. Ravenna had an early 14-0 lead over Superior, looking for another update on that. Giltner 16, rooting Davenport Chickley 6 in the second quarter. Overton had a 12-8 lead over Sutherland. Elm Creek leading 19-0 over Ansley Litchfield, and Amherst had an early 19-0 lead over Loomis. We'll bring you some more updates as well. Shelton is all over Hampton. Shelton 60 and Hampton 8 with 5 minutes to go before halftime. Always appreciate the score updates from around the area, and we'll bring you more as they become available and as we get closer to Halftime of other games, Grand Island Central Catholic now at the half leads Minden by a score of 20-19. They have reached halftime in what we expected would be a very close and exciting game. See if we can get you a couple more here before we go into a break as games are starting to reach the half around the area. Maxwell, Overton 26, Sutherland 22. That game is at halftime. So there you go. That is a few of the games. Arapahoe scored first on Maxwell, 8-0. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Great photos from the area games. You can add yours as well. The PlatteRiverPreps.com Facebook page. Check it out, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Another score update for you. Amherst leading Loomis at the half, 27-0. Coming up next week, we've got more football for you next Friday, of course. We've got good games all around the listening area, and we'll bring those to you. Five games per week every Friday here in the month of September, 98.9, 94.5 The Breeze, where Giltner, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley is tonight. ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kearney Catholic playing Ord, St. Cecilia playing Centennial tonight at 12:30 a.m. KHS, Hastings and Grand Island Northwest. And again, remember, folks, if you can't pick up that signal or you've got friends, family, alum, anywhere in this great wide world, they can listen to all the games, football, volleyball, wrestling, basketball, whatever the case may be, at PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tuesday, we've got high school volleyball for you, and we will be in Minden. Once again, we'll see some of the top-rated teams in the state of Nebraska, as Minden will host Kearney Catholic, the defending state champion, and Gibbon in a triangular that gets underway at 5 o'clock Tuesday. Minden will play Gibbon first, then Gibbon will play Central Catholic, and then the marquee matchup between the Whippets and Stars will be at approximately 7 o'clock. Next Thursday, we've got what is scheduled to be our only regular season Thursday night football game of the year, as the Kearney Bearcats travel to Lincoln and Seacrest Field to take on Southwest Thursday night at 7 o'clock with our New Tech Seed 3 game show at 6:30. So far tonight, Kearney High is trailing Norfolk at the half, 14-12, after they jumped out to a 12-0 lead. Here we're at halftime. It is Pleasanton 30 and Axtell nothing. We'll be back and take a look at the first half stats right after this.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available. They can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear them up, Bulldog.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Want to hear this game again? Go to the podcast section at PlatteRiverPreps.com and download your copy for free after the game's done.
And welcome back to high school football here from Pleasanton on Classic Hits 98.9 as we continue on now with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats that we have in the ball game for Axtell. They kind of were going backwards in the ground game. They spread it out there finally on their last couple of possessions, and even though it wasn't big on the completion and deep down the field balls, they got a couple of penalties and at least got some first downs. I've got Dakota Klingsborn, 7 carries, 3 yards. Cody Nickel, 5 carries, 13 yards. Rhett Anderberry, 2 carries, 5 yards. Colby Becker, 5 carries for 10 yards. And then they had that bad pitch on an option play for a team loss of 9. So 20 rushing attempts, 22 yards for Axtell here in the first half. They put the ball up officially 3 times. Parker Siss is 0 of 1. And for Colby Becker, he is 2 of 2 in this football game for 14 yards, no interceptions, and no touchdowns. So 14 through the air, 22 on the ground, 36 yards of total offense, and 4 first downs for Axtell, which all came on the final drive of the half. They had 4 penalties all in the first quarter for 25 yards. They dropped back to punt 5 times. The first time on 4th and 4, Cody Nickel got about 2.5 yards on a fake punt. The next one was blocked for a touchdown. And after that, 25, 39, and 43-yard punts, averaging right around 36, 37 yards on the 3 actual punts there for Cody Nickel. So that's a look at the first half stats for the Axtell Wildcats, trailing here at Pleasanton 30-0. We'll look at the Bulldog first half stats right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Your team's full schedule and results online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with a look at the first half stats now for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They've been grinding it out on the ground, and Colton Lammers leads the way with 11 carries for 90 yards and a touchdown. Jake Neal, 7 carries for 43 yards. John Colsheen, 4 carries, 11 yards. And Brendan Axman, 4 carries for 66 yards and a touchdown. I have Pleasanton for 26 rushing attempts and 210 yards on the ground in the first half. Like the coaches in Lincoln would say, if you could just take away 4 of those plays, it would be a whole lot different, because you've got a 37-yard run by Lammers for a touchdown. You got a 50-yard run by Brendan Axman for a touchdown in this football game. So 87 of those 210 came on 2 plays. Otherwise, you got 24 carries for about 120 yards. On the ground, but that's not obviously the way a game of football is played. There were no pass attempts until midway through the second quarter, and Brendan Axman was able to hit a couple. 2 for 2 for 32 yards, no interceptions, and a 5-yard touchdown pass to Colsheen. So 32 yards in the air, 210 on the ground, 242 yards of total offense in the first half for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. That resulted in 11 first downs. They have not had to punt the football. They did fumble it on the opening possession that August Fischel was able to cover at his own 23, but didn't do much with it. Only negative was all the penalties there in the second quarter. No penalties in the first quarter for Pleasanton, but 6 for 65 yards, including 3 for 45 on defense on that last drive. Here's how the scoring summary sets in the first half. With 2:29 to go in the first quarter, Caleb Eckel blocked the Cody Nickel punt into the end zone, covered it himself for the 6 points, and Colton Lammers took in the 2-yard or the 2-point conversion to make it 8-0, and that was the score at the end of the first quarter. But one play into the second quarter, as Pleasanton went from south to north, they must like running towards the school a little bit better. Colton Lammers took it off right side for a 37-yard touchdown run. Jake Neal took in the 2-point conversion. 11:53 to go in the half. It's 16-0. Then after another good, solid, long drive down the football field, including taking care of a holding penalty at the 10-yard line. They were able to get a 5-yard touchdown pass from Brendan Axman to John Colsheen. Colsheen ran it in for two. It's 24-0 Pleasanton, 5:57 to go in the half. And on their next possession, a beautiful naked bootleg by Axman. Everybody to the left. He rolls to the right, goes untouched 50 yards for the touchdown. Luffelholt's extra point kick was blocked. It was a high floating snap. He never really had a chance. Runge blocked the extra point. 2:40 to go. It was 30-0, and that brought us to halftime. Axtell stopped inside the one of Pleasanton as time expired. So at the half, it is 30-0 in favor of the Pleasanton Bulldogs over Axtell here on opening night. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let your trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. And we'll be back with second half action in just a bit here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Want to hear this game again? Go to the podcast section at PlatteRiverPreps.com and download your copy for free after the game's done.
As always, thanks for listening to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. I got Cooper Dixon over here getting every single play on film for Pleasanton. He hasn't missed one yet. Says it's a great football game because his Bulldogs are leading Axtell by a score of 30-0 here at the half. But Axtell was wearing down a little bit because they played so much defense. Again, we don't keep the official time of possession, but out of the 24 minutes, the last 2:20 went there to Axtell. So maybe they had the ball 8 minutes, and Pleasanton had it 16 in that first half of play. And Pleasanton is a bigger football team. You could tell they were wearing Axtell down, but then Axtell got a little help there with a couple of penalties and started moving the football with their only real drive of the game at the end of the second quarter, and they're going to get the football to start the third quarter. So let's see if they can get a little momentum there. Aurora 24, Alliance 7 early in the third quarter, and another of our high school football games from around the area. North Platte St. Pat's and Bridgeport all tied at 14 at the half. Pierce and Boone Central Newman Grove, it's all Boone Central Newman Grove in their ball game, and we'll give you some more scores. Brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, in just a bit. Colsheen says, I'm going to boot this as far as I can. It's taken at the 3-yard line, up to the 10, the 15. Dobish tightropes the sideline, 20, 25. It'll be pushed out of bounds at the 26-yard line. Again, if you're here in the stadium with us at Pleasanton, John Dobish is the number 82. He's listed as 21 on your program here, but he is number 82. and he's had a couple of nice runs. Broken Bow has taken a 7-0 lead over Ogallala as they move along in the first half of play of their ball game out west. Again, here it's 30-0 Pleasanton, but let's see if Axtell gets something going here to start the third quarter. Out of that power eye formation, the quarterback will be Sis. He'll turn, he'll hand it off over the right side. Dakota Klingsporn, he's strung out, he's pushed back, he's driven down, and nowhere to go. Eckel and Neal come flying through there. Those corners, and if you want to call them safeties, they keep creeping up there because they're not getting any action. And Klingsporn, nothing on that one. It'll be second down and 10. Axtell at their own 26-yard line. Dylan Wells will check out of the ball game as the ends continue to exchange and run in the play. Sis under center. Again, out of the power eye formation. Long cadence this time. This time they'll pitch it to the left side, and not much better there for Klingsporn. And in on the tackle again is going to be Jake Neal. Maybe gets a yard on the play, but it looks like we might have a penalty flag here on the corner. And that is the case. Holding will be called on Axtell. And so that'll push him back and bring us about a second down and 20. That's the first penalty on Axtell since the first quarter of play. Kind of odd that Axtell had four in the first, none in the second, and Pleasanton had none in the first and six penalties in the second quarter of play. Again, Pleasanton will be on the road next week at Loomis, who is losing 27-0 to Amherst at halftime. And for Axtell, they will have their home opener against Bertrand next week. Bertrand, one of the best teams in D2 last season, also rebuilding a little bit. Second and 20 now at their own 16-yard line. And Sis takes a little time, back to pass, throws over the middle. They've got a man wide open, and catching it at midfield but slipping down will be Brant Runge. There were two Wildcats and only Jake Neal back there to defend him. And it's going to be a gain of 19, maybe just short of the first down. They'll say, yes, it is. But Parker Sis completing his first varsity pass here. And it'll bring up third down and one. And if Runge doesn't slip trying to make the cut after the catch, he is probably going to go all the way because the block was set up by his other wide receiver. Ball squarely at the 35-yard line on the left hash. I formation, third and one. Sis turns, hands it off over the left side. Klingsporn, big hole, and he's got 5 yards to midfield at a first down here for Axtell. And Cow gets the tackle, as you hear in the background, possibly, and big play there. First rushing first down of the game for Axtell. Comes at the 10-20 mark in the third quarter, 30-0 Pleasanton. But again, you got to give a lot of talk today about Pleasanton having that game of Kennesaw under their belt last week. And evidently the play didn't get transferred in correctly, so we've got a timeout on the field here called by Axtell. It'll be the first timeout, obviously, of the second half. And this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney, 10:14 to go, third quarter. Pleasanton 30, Axtell nothing.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Out of the timeout, Axtell, they're going to go counterplay. Klingsporn bounces off a man at the 35, gets to the 30, and is going to be pushed out of bounds at the 27-yard line. And another first down here for Axtell. How about that? You go over two quarters without a rushing first down and then get them on back-to-back plays. Klingsporn's going to get 13 on the play, and Axtell is on the move. So starting to get into the ball game offensively are the Axtell Wildcats. Ball marked at about the 27, 28-yard line of Pleasanton. Still in that power eye formation. Quarterback is Sis. Turns, hands it off. Klingsborn, left side, running hard. Finds a gap. And he's going to get a few more yards inside the 25, down to about the 22. That's going to be another gain of five and a half yards there for Dakota Klingsborn. So, obviously, Coach Becker and his staff saw something, changed something at halftime, and it's working on the opening drive here of the third quarter. 9:45 and counting, 30-0 Pleasanton. And you just can tell Pleasanton's going to be a good football team. But, boy, they've got to play. They played Kennesaw. They've got Giltner and Fullerton, all top five teams on their schedule. The latter two on the road. Second down and about 4.5. It's going to be a fullback dive. Colby Nichols shoots through there. The 20, the 15, he's finally brought down. It's going to be a first down running with his knees high. And Blake Eckout with the tackle. A gain of another 7. And Axtell, very impressive coming out here to start the second half of play. Marching this football right down the field. Got a good kick return. Out to about the 31, and they're moving it here. Handoff, Klingsborn, left side, this time a minimal gain to about the 13, maybe 12.5-yard line. It'll bring up second down and long. We'll see where they officially mark it here. And it's going to be closer to the 12, so we'll say it's a 3-yard gain. Second down and 7. Ball at the Pleasanton 12-yard line. Again, Axtell was stopped as time expired at the 1-inch line at halftime, or this would be really interesting. Second down and 7-eye formation. Sis, hard count, tries to get some movement. Hands it off over the right side, Klingsborn. A blocker got thrown right back into him, tripped him up, and he's able to dive to the 5. So a gain of 2. And it'll be third down here. Again, it's not a goal-to-go situation. Third and about 3.5, if they can get it to the 1, it would be they're at the 9, so they need to get it to about the 5-yard line for a first down, maybe the 6. Third and 4, nonetheless, Sis sets them down. Little counterplay, Klingsborn bounces off one man, but it's well covered, and he gets nothing. In on the tackle is going to be Axman and Lammers, as the hole over the left side was closed up, and Pleasanton has made their changes. No gain for Klingsborn, and it'll be fourth down, and a big call here for Axtell. See if they can get this playoff without burning another time out here. And running in the play for the Wildcats is going to be Garrett Miller coming up to the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and 4 at the Pleasanton 10-yard line. Again, out of the I formation, Sis. Going to give it to the fullback up the middle, and that's going to be enough for the first down. Nickel, the main man, the sophomore, good burst of speed right over his center and takes it down to the 5-yard line, just inside the 5. Good credit to Axel Castle for making a good block from his center position and blowing it up. So another first down, and it's first and goal for the second time tonight for Axtell. But they don't have to worry about the clock running out here. 7:10 to go. Third quarter, still 30-0 Pleasanton, but Axtell has found their offense here on the last two drives. First and goal, Wildcats at the 4-yard line. Sis sets him down on the I formation. Klingsborn is the I back. Toss sweep left side. He goes for the corner, and he's going to be shoved into the end zone for the touchdown. Able to get the ball over the pylon for a 5-yard touchdown run for Dakota Klingsborn and the first touchdown of the season for Axtell. And Klingsborn, a workhorse, carried it 8 times on that drive, which was one more than the entire first half, and he's into the end zone for the 5-yard touchdown run with 6:52 to go here in the third quarter. That was the opening drive, which took 5 minutes and 8 seconds. Dakota Klingsborn looked like he was going to get shoved out at the 1, but able to stretch the ball. They go for 2, they'll spread it, Sis the shotgun. They send Nickel in motion. The ball gets fumbled, and nothing happens on the two-point conversion. It never even got back to him. So the two-point conversion is no good, and with 6:52 to go in the third quarter, it's now Pleasanton 30, Axtell 6 on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney Pleasanton, Axtell.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
The CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show follows the game. Hear all the scores from the area teams by listening to 1230 KHAS or Classic Hits 98.9 when this game's
all
over.
Right, Stell will now get ready to boot the football away, and it's going to bounce at about the 10, picked up there at the 6-yard line. Looking for some running room is Jake Neal to the 10 to the 15, and he's going to be shoved out of bounds close to the 20-yard line. We'll see where they officially put Neal out. Kickers have done a really good job kicking it to areas of the football field, getting it to bounce inside the 10-yard line, making the return men field it on both sides. They'll mark it at the 19, and that's where Pleasanton will take over. The first offensive snap of the second half for Pleasanton will come at the 6:48 mark of the third quarter after the long touchdown drive by Axtell. And Brendan Axman will set him down out of that I formation. Lammers the I. Fullback is Colsheen. They give it to Lammers. Tried over the right side. There's some room. Gets over the 25, gets to the 30, and should have enough for the first down, depending on where they say he stepped out of bounds. It was very close to the 30-yard line. Maybe just short. And they'll say it's short. A 9-yard gain for Lammers. Gives him 99 on the night. That'll bring up second down and 1 yard to go. At half, Elm Creek 33, Ansley Litchfield nothing. In that ball game, also in 8-man, that's D1. Second and one, Axman. Pitch goes through Neal's hands. It's loose. The ball's on the ground, and I think Axtell has got it. Neal tried to jump back on it and slid out of there. And the fumble recovered. Trying to see who got on top of that one there for Axtell. But jumping up and down with a lot of happiness is Jordan Riley, and that's the second fumble for Pleasanton, but this one's in their own territory at the 18-yard line. So the second turnover of the ball game, and Axtell could get a little something going here if they could pop it in. And we've got whistles, and Pleasanton, I don't think they had enough guys out on the field. They only had 7 guys out there on defense, and Coach Westland had to call a timeout, and he's not too happy. His team was up 30-0 midway through the second quarter and may have lost a little focus here. So timeout on the field brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. It's still Pleasanton 30 and Axtell 6, but Axtell's got the ball at the Pleasanton 18 when we return.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Your team's full schedule and results online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, after the Pleasanton defensive timeout, Axtell will now have it first and 10 at the 18-yard line of the Bulldogs. Parker Siss stays in as the quarterback. Long count, tries to go counterplay to Klingsport, and here comes all of Pleasanton, and Colsheen down and he throws two men down. He tackled two of them, and a big loss on the play. Kingsport never really had a chance to go anywhere. They're gonna be kind and say it's only a two-yard loss, and that'll make it second and 12 at the 20-yard line. See if they can do something with this turnover. Got some more scores to pass along to you here in just a moment. Ravenna 35, Superior nothing in the third quarter. Opening night there. A little confusion out of the huddle for Axtell. Now they've got him set down on third and 12. Hand off Klingsporn, right side. Gets 2-3 and brought down around the 17-yard line. It'll be third and long. And it looks like the defensive intensity has stepped up a notch here again for Pleasanton after that timeout and words of encouragement from Coach Ricky Westland. 30-6 Pleasanton, 5.5 counting here in the third quarter, but Axtell actually has the momentum right now as Pleasanton had it for just about four plays there. Was it even that many? Two plays before the fumble? And now Axtell, third and long, third and we'll call it 9 at the 17-yard line of Pleasanton. Again, power eye formation. Give it off to the second man, Klingsporn, to see what he can get. Hit hard at the 15-yard line as in there is Lammers to level him. A gain of 2. And that'll bring up fourth down for the Axtell Wildcats at the 15-yard line. Needing to get it inside the 10. Call it fourth down, about 6 yards to go, and Axtell's going to burn a timeout. And, of course, if you listen to our Friday night football broadcast, you know that we have a lot of that where the coach decides to burn a timeout. You can run a play in on first, second, or third, but when it gets fourth, it's time to discuss it. And so that's what they'll do here. That'll be the second timeout used by Axtell, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Still have 4:43 to go third quarter, 30-6. It is Pleasanton with the lead. Axtell 4th and 6 at the Pleasanton 15 when we come back.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Time now for a Valentino score update. Valentino, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Stop by and see it before or after any game. Overton with a 26-22 lead on Sutherland. Arapahoe leading Maxwell 20-6. Giltner leading BDS 16-6, third quarter on the breeze, 94.5. Fourth and 5, and before they can get the snap away, we've got whistles and a timeout by Pleasanton. So Pleasanton calls the timeout. Each team only has one timeout remaining, and we've got almost a quarter and a half left to go, and that'll give us a chance to update you on more scores here. In the third quarter, it's still Norfolk 14 and Kearney 12. Sydney 44, Holdridge 13 in the fourth quarter. Sydney has scored the last 24 points in that game. Aurora 31, Alliance 7 in the third quarter. Northwest early third, leading Hastings 21-0. Also in Class C1, it is Kearney Catholic on top of Ward 14-7 early third. Central Catholic leading Minden 20-19. Central City and Sandy Creek scoreless going into the second half. See if we can pick up St. Cecilia leading Centennial 41-3 in the third quarter of play as well. And Amherst at last check was leading Loomis 27-0. How about this one? Boone Central Newman Grove 42, Pierce nothing. And that game is late in the third quarter. Overton now pulling away from Sutherland 56-22, 7 minutes to go in the game. And now fourth down and 6 for Axtell at the Pleasanton 15. Sis out of the shotgun, looking left, now slant over the middle, and it is incomplete. He had a man, but Dallas Johnson couldn't quite get to it. Looks like it was just a little ahead of him on the deep slant in the end zone, and the pass will fall incomplete. So two turnovers tonight for Pleasanton, but Axtell unable to do anything with either of those, and Pleasanton will take over on downs at their own 15-yard line. So after all of that, the slant on fourth and 6 to Johnson falls incomplete, and the ball will now belong to Pleasanton. fourth, first down and 10 at the 15. Neal is the I back. Not a whole lot of switching of the personnel here tonight for Pleasanton. Hand it over the left side, crashing into the line of scrimmage and getting a couple will be Jake Neal. Push him out to about the 17-yard line and bring up second down and 8. Outside about that 10-minute span in the second quarter where Axtell had a couple of mistakes and Pleasanton capitalized with a couple of big running plays, this game has been fairly close, but 10 minutes is a good chunk, and that's why Pleasanton leads this game 30-6 with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Ball on the far hash, second and 8 for Axman. Hard count, long count. Going to hand it to the second man through, and a blitz coming for Axtell, and they're able to roll Lammers back for a 2-yard loss to the 16-yard line. Nickel knew the snap count, and he came running. And as we said in the pregame tonight, Colby Nickel, he is the next big stud for Axtell. He's a sophomore, 200-pounder, good frame, just looks like a football player. Fullback, use him as an I-back if they want to. Just depends how he continues to mature into that frame of his. Third down and 9 now for Pleasanton. They'll go single back, send Neal in the slot. Axman back to pass, trying to set up a screen, but Neal got knocked to the ground. Now Axman has to scramble, trying to run, breaks one tackle, and then Nickel knocks him down hard for the first sack of the game. Back behind the line of scrimmage at the 14-yard line. And good job of scrambling for Axman, but after so long, you're going to run out of real estate. And the sack registered, and Pleasanton's going to have to punt for the first time tonight. With under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, Axman the punter. They'll officially mark the ball at the 14-yard line of the Bulldogs. And back to return it for Pleasanton will be Bertrand. Line drive kick. Evan let it bounce and fields it at the 37, midfield. And then he is swarmed under at about the 37-yard line of Pleasanton by Lammers. So a 29-yard punt, the first of the game. And about a 6-yard return, and it'll be first down and 10 for Axtell, as they'll have the ball in Pleasanton territory again. Going to mark it officially at the 38-yard line. But Axtell's been in control of the whole pigskin here in the third quarter of play. And coming up over the football, the center, Axel Castle, a football name for you right there. He's been doing a good job. He's had to battle Big John Colesheen all night. That's got to be a sweaty mess for those two. The ball's fumbled on the snap as Beckers hit it. The quarterback is scrambled for it, but it looks like Axtell falls back on top of it. And that would have been a near disaster. Their only turnover that Axtell had was the blocked punt that was blocked into the end zone for the opening touchdown of the game by Pleasanton's Caleb Eckel. And on the play, a loss of 2 there for Becker. As it just kind of bounced back into his belly. So they continue to platoon the quarterbacks. The ball right on the midfield stripe. Becker, toss sweep, clings for left side, follows his blocker, makes a man miss, steps inside to the 36, and that's where Lammers says that's all the farther you're going to go. And a gain of 4 on the play. Clings for trying to follow his blockers out there. The play was just a little bit slower developing than they had hoped. And that'll bring up third down at about 7 yards to go after they lost a couple on first down. So 3rd and 7, ball at the Pleasanton 36-yard line. 30-6 Pleasanton, a minute 30 to go here in the third quarter of play on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget at the end of all of our ball games, the Misco Sports Postgame Show, a chance to wrap up the stats and then get you on to the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. 3rd and 7, toss it right side, Klingsport, everybody out there blocking, including Nickel. He gets to the corner, but there is a penalty flag right in the middle of the football field. Before anything could even really get going, it looks like Klingsborn was shoved out of bounds right near the first down marker, but I don't think it's going to matter. Probably got a hold here on Axtell, and that is the case. So holding on Axtell, that'll be their 6th penalty of the ball game. Each team was 6 penalties. And back them up. The flag was a little bit up the field. And it'll be 3rd and long. We'll call it 3rd and 16, 17, about 3rd and 17 here. The ball back into Axtell territory at the 35-yard line, and they need to get to about the Pleasanton 28. for a first down. So third and 17 here for Axtell. A minute 10 to go in the third quarter of play. Pleasanton hasn't scored so far in this second half. The only points from Axtell on a five-yard run by Dakota Klingsporn as they marched the opening drive down the football field, using up over 5 minutes to do so. They'll go in the shotgun here with Becker. They snap it over his head, and Becker just decides to fall on it all the way back inside his own 20 at the 18-yard line. That's going to be a loss of nearly 16, 17 yards on the play. They've had a couple of those tonight. So a couple of bad snaps have cost him 26 yards. And a moment ago, it looked like Axtell was going to be at the Pleasanton 30. Now they're going to be punting the ball away, and the line of scrimmage is their own 18. Going the wrong way, 32, 42-yard swing there in the last couple of plays. And back to punt it away will be Cody Nickel. He needs a good one here. And again, more whistles before the snap of the ball. And Axtell has just burnt their final time out on a fourth down punting situation. And I'm trying to see if they had eight guys out there. They may not have had eight guys out on the field. And it looks like first game jitters, not jitters, but first game mistakes that they'll have to overcome. And a timeout on the field brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. It remains Pleasanton 30, Axtell 6. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Nickel boots it away, a high, towering punt, fielded at the 30-yard line by Axman, breaks a tackle 35-40 into Axtell territory, makes another man miss 35-30, finally brought down from behind at the 28-yard line by the center. And Axel Castle, great return there by Axman after a 32-yard punt from Nickel. And he just about got it all back on the return. Not quite all of it. He'll get 10, 23 yards on the return after a 32-yard punt. And Pleasanton will take over first down and 10 at the Axtell 27-yard line. 15 seconds to go here, third quarter, 30-6 Pleasanton. Now Lammers is the fullback. Cole Sheen getting the breather. Axman gives it to Neal, the eye back, hitting the backfield. And there's Nickel again, drops him behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of one on the play, and that will be the final play here of the third quarter. And your score, after three quarters of play, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 30, the Axtell Wildcats 6. And we'll be back with fourth quarter action in a minute on Classic Hits.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
see all the scores in one place. The live scoreboard at PlatteRiverPreps.com gives you up-to-the-minute scores from all the area games. PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Fourth quarter of play, ready to start with our producer engineer Stacy Johns. Doug Duda with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, and Pleasanton. Second and 10 for Pleasanton as they are in Axtell territory. Turn, handed off to Lammers, tries to leap over a man and goes down hard. Boy, bad idea to try to leap over Nichols, and Lammers might have got a yard. It'll be third down and 9 at the Axtell 27-yard line. So Lammers only 3 carries here in the second half of play. He's got 98 yards in the football game. Third down and 9. Let's see if Axman decides to go to the air. Yes, he does. Rolls to his right. Has time. Looks for the screen. Not there. Now his pass is picked off. Picked off out there by Bertrand. Evan Bertrand picks it off, steps in front of the intended receiver, Blake Eckout, right in front of the Axtell bench, and that is the third turnover of the ball game. And that was the first pass attempt of the second half for Axman, and it is picked off. So the defense continues to hang in there right now for Axtell. 11:20 to go in the ball game, and the ball will be marked at the 24-yard line of Axtell. First down and 10, and it'll be quarterback Becker turning, handing it off. Klingsporn over the right side, got a little momentum to the line of scrimmage, and then just got leveled by Lammers. Give him a yard gain on the play. Klingsporn's really been a workhorse here in the second half. 13 carries for 41 yards in the second half for Klingsporn. 30-6 Pleasanton. It was 30-0 at the half, so Axtell really playing well here in the second half of play. Becker, the quarterback, he's going to hand it off on a counter. Klingsporn over the left side for a minimal gain. He will find his way over the 25 out to about the 27-yard line. Gain of about 3. And we've got a young man a little slow to get up off the bottom of the pile here for Axtell. It's been kind of hard hitting in the trenches, but these guys apparently are in shape because this is the first time we've really had to stop the ball game because of an injury. Can't tell who the young man is as he did come to his feet, but he's kind of doubled over here as they take a look at him. And, of course, it's good that we've got our trainers on hand from Kearney to take care of business here. 10.5 to go in the ball game. It is 30-6 Pleasanton, and we have got an injury timeout on the field, and it looks like maybe we're about ready to finish that injury timeout, and I think it is Klingsporn. Let's see, as he might have got hit a little low that time, and he is going to walk slowly off the field, and maybe he got dinged the way he was bent over there. So they'll have to take a look at him on the sideline, and the workhorse will go to the sideline. That might be it for him on opening night. Dakota, one of the many sophomores and juniors playing significant minutes, just a handful of seniors on both these teams. Boy, if they get to play again next year, when the new schedules come out, there'll be a new cycle. And, of course, with this being a non-district game, even though they're pretty close, see if they play next year. It's going to be a heck of a football game, you would think, with a lot of these kids coming back. Ready to go again here now. We'll say it is third down and 7 for Axtell. Ball at their own 28-yard line. And now Anderberry will be in there as the I-back with Nickel, the fullback. And Becker will go back to pass. And untouched coming all the way through. Lammers just picks Becker up and in the air throws him about 10 yards farther back. Let's see where they actually mark the tackle here, where they first made contact, about the 20-yard line. But Becker didn't even have a chance. He took one step, but he was already up off the ground. And Lammers with the sack. Becker being sacked for the first time in the football game. And he's going to lose 8 yards on the sack. First sack of the game for Pleasanton. And back Cody Nickel to punt the football away again. Ball will officially be marked there on the 20-yard line. Snap to Becker, good. Not much of a rush this time. And the kick will bounce at the 34, roll 30. Axman has to let it go, and it's going to be covered down at about the 26-yard line. Another good punt that time. 34-yard punt and no return. And Pleasanton will take over at their own 26, leading it 30-6 with 9:18 to go in the game here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Norfolk still leads Kearney 14-12 in the third quarter. Grand Island leads Lincoln Southwest 21-3 in the third quarter. Sydney, a final over Holdridge, 44-27. Aurora leads Alliance 31-13 in the fourth. Northwest leads Hastings 30-0 in the third quarter. All brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Splitbacks this time, a little single wing look. And Axman's going to give it to Lammers, the wing back. He's got a hole and a shoestring tackle to save a huge gain that time as he brings it all the way out to the 35-yard line. The tackle by Garrett Miller. Lammers gets just short of the first down marker, and the 9-yard gain will put him over 100 at 107 in the ball game. Amazingly, Pleasanton doesn't have a first down here in the second half. And they're a yard away from getting it here. Back to the I formation. Axman turns, gives it to Neal off the right side. Big hole, 40, 35, going to be short of the 35. They'll say about the 38-yard line. But a nice gain of 7 on the play for Jake Neal. And just like opening night, Coach Ricky Westland has kept it pretty balanced between Lammers and Neal with the occasional handoff to John Colsheen. Axman has a 50-yard touchdown run, but they've only asked him to carry the ball about 4 times tonight. A couple of those were really on what appeared to be busted plays. 30-6 Pleasanton, 8:30 to go in the game, but Pleasanton hasn't scored in the second half. They want to change that. First and 10. Moving along the line. Let's see who jumped first as the penalty flags come flying here. One official is pointing to the defense, and the other official didn't point at anybody. Offsides on Axtell. And that will be the 7th penalty of the ball game for 50 yards against the Axtell Wildcats. For Pleasanton, they have all 6 penalties back in the second quarter. Outside of that, they've been pretty clean. First and 5 now. Move the ball to the 33-yard line of the Wildcats. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits. They'll pitch it back short to Lammers. Again, he leaps over the defensive back who is on the ground in Dylan Wells. And after he leapt over him, he hits the ground for a gain of a couple of more. It'll be second down after the penalty. And 4, they'll say just a yard gain for Colton Lammers. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show when we're finished up here on Classic Hits. Then back to the studios at Classic Hits at 1230 KHAS. Tyson Abronik and Merritt Lawson with the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Wrap-ups of all the games on the radio. Interviews with a couple coaches and possibly Bob Jensen. Of course, scores from across the state. 2nd and 4. Axman. I formation, gives it to Neal, hole on the right side, inside the 30, works his way towards the 25, brought down at the 26. It's going to be enough for a Pleasanton first down, a gain of 7, but there is a penalty flag at the end of the play. And it is holding on Pleasanton. So they got about 7 yards on the play that time for Jake Neal. But where the penalty flag is, they'll mark it back 10 yards. And it'll be 2nd down again, and close to about 9 yards, I think, once they set this football down. And we'll call it 2nd and 9, the first penalty of the second half on Pleasanton. Ball marched back to about the 37, 38-yard line of Axtell. 7.5 to go, and again, just 1 score in this second half, a Klingsporn 5-yard run for Axtell. 2nd and 9, Axman sets him down on the eye, double tight end, right up the middle, Lammers, lowers his shoulder, tries to run over a man. Bertrand holds on as he crosses the 35 and gets to the 30-yard line. 8-yard gain for the game's leading rusher, Colton Lammers. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. I want to thank the folks here at Pleasanton, as always, for their hospitality. Looking forward to their new facilities up at the school, which will be completed here in the next couple of years after the vote. Of course, Kearney now with their big vote coming up on Tuesday. Make sure whichever side of that you're on, you get out and vote on the Amendment A. 3rd down and about 2 yards to go. They'll give it to Neal. Starts left, cuts back right. Beautiful stiff arm. 1st down and more. 25-20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jake Neal. Great cutback and stiff arm for the 30-yard touchdown run. And Pleasanton's first touchdown of the second half to make it 36-6. Nice run by Jake Neal. 88 yards now in the football game for Jake. And add another man to the touchdown list here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs with 6:33 to go. And you've had a 30, a 37, and a 50-yard touchdown run. They'll try the extra point with Leffelholz. They'll need a little crisper snap. It's high. They put it down. The snap, the kick is low and won't get there. So Leffelholz really hasn't had a chance. The snap and hold have been a little bit off. So at least they're working on it. The extra point kick is no good. 6:33 to go in the ball game. Pleasanton 36, Axtell 6. It is Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
See all the scores in one place. The live scoreboard at PlatteRiverPreps.com gives you up-to-the-minute scores from all the area games. PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ready to kick it off, and this time it's going to be Keyshaw to kick it off. A little short one picked up about the 17-yard line. Axtell tries to return it left side, 20, 25, and out to about the 26-yard line after the short kick. And that's where Axtell will take over with 6:28 to go in the ball game. 36-6 Pleasanton. Other scores, Norfolk 14, Kearney 12, third quarter. Grand Island leads Lincoln Southwest 21-3. Let's get to some of those Class C and D games. Kearney Catholic 20-7 over Ord in the third quarter. Also, Central City has taken an 8-0 lead over Sandy Creek. That's into the fourth quarter. Or Central City over Sandy Creek 8-0. St. Cecilia leads Centennial 48-10. First and 10 here, Sis in as the quarterback for Axtell. Hands it over the left side, pile at the 28-yard line. Gain of about 2, maybe 3 on the play. And Anderberry in there. Let's see if he's the man carrying the football. Yeah, Anderberry does carry it. Of course, they took Klingsporn out after getting dinged on the last series. Anderberry, a carry of 3 yards. We'll call it second down and 7 as they move some personnel around. Sis turns, hands it to the second man through and absolutely nowhere to go as they close the gap, and Anderberry got back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it as they brought the run blitz in for Pleasanton, and there was nowhere to go. A couple more scores if we can bring them to you. Sutton, a 46-0 in the fourth quarter. Giltner and Bruning Davenport Shickley, that's a heck of a game. 16-12 Giltner, third quarter on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And it is third down now, and we'll call it about 6 yards to go here for Axtell. 5:15 to go, 36-6 Pleasanton. More football Thursday, Kearney at Lincoln Southwest. Here's a pitch play, Sis trying to get to the outside. Immediate penalty flag comes down. Anderberry will be brought down as he gets to the corner by Jake Neal. Gets about a 3 yard gain. He's short of the first down, but there's also a penalty flag on the field. So we've seen plenty of laundry so far tonight. And a chop block is going to be called on Axtell. That is a big penalty there. That's going to put up third and about 20. When they get everything settled down here. Again, volleyball coming your way on Tuesday night. That's our next sports action here on Classic Hits as Gibbon and Kearney Catholic travel to Minden for a triangular beginning at 5 o'clock. Final score, Boone Central, Newman Grove, 48-7. Is that what I just saw? Sutton beats Southern today, 52-0. That is a half the distance to the goal penalty I don't think they were quite at that point. It'll be a 15-yard penalty, or was it behind the line of scrimmage? Nonetheless, it's way back there. And they'll mark the ball at about the 15. Where are they going to set that baby down at? About the 14-yard line. And they need to make it all the way out to the 36. So third and 22 for Axtell. Third and 22 for Axtell. Sis can definitely throw it that far. Let's see what Pleasanton does defensively. It's a power eye formation. And nothing fancy. Sis back to pass. He's got a man out here in the coverage. And it is complete. But right at that first down marker, 30, 35-yard line into the hands of Wells. Dylan Wells got behind the defender. Beautiful pass from Sis. And the third and 22 is erased as it's all the way out to the 38-yard line. A gain of 24 on the play. Parker Sis with his second completion of the ball game and the 10th first down for Axtell. So again, in the second half, each team has put up 6 points, but it was the 3 touchdowns and 3 two-point conversions in the second quarter that have been the difference here for Pleasanton. They lead it 36-6 with 4:40 to go in this football game. Axtell again, back to pass Sis. He's going to throw deep over the middle, and it's hit out of the hands. Trying to get to the sidelines was Dallas Johnson. And you've got to think that Axtell just didn't have enough confidence that their offensive line could keep the bigger defensive lineman out of the backfield for Pleasanton. And give credit, I think they've done a really good job of pass protecting on the Axtell sideline tonight. They got through there a couple times on some runs. But pass protecting, Axtell has done really well. And this Parker Sis looks like he's going to be able to chuck the ball. And you got anybody, and of course, Pleasanton, during their playoff run here 2, 3, 4 years ago, that whole time, they were throwing the ball all over the place. They know how valuable it is. Now Axtell breaks the huddle on 2nd and 10. They'll go with 3 wides, 2 to the right, 1 to the left, nickel in the slot, and delay a game. They lined up out of the huddle wrong. Sis had to move one of his backs, Johnson, to the other side. And we'll get a delay a game. Axtell doesn't have any timeouts remaining in the football game, so they couldn't burn one there. 36-6, Pleasanton. We're down to 4:33 to go in the ball game. Then the Misco Sports postgame show. So stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. Plenty of scores to give you. Norfolk 28, Kearney 18. Deep throw, Sis. He's trying to get his slot receiver in Cody Nickel down the field, and he overthrows him that time. So Kearney in danger of going 0-2 for the first time, I think maybe ever in the Brandon Cool era, as they trail in the fourth quarter with 9 minutes to go. Brooding Davenport Schickley has taken a 20-16 lead over number one Giltner on a 50-yard touchdown pass early in the fourth quarter. We may be joining that game if it's not over here on Classic Hits. It's currently on the breeze, 94.5. Sis to throw again. Little slant pattern, and that one was too low for Colton Maxwell to haul in. And that'll bring up 4th down and 15. So 3 straight incompletions. Stops the clock with 4:24 to go. Final score, Grand Island 21, Lincoln Southwest 3. Final score in Class A, and the Islanders are off to a 2-0 start. Didn't hang 54 this week, but Axtell better hustle up here. There's some long time in the huddle, and they're going to probably end up taking a delay of game penalty here. 4th down and 15, they're lining up to go for it. Sis in the shotgun, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, they get it off. Looks left the whole way, one-on-one, throwing it deep. There's some contact down the field, and incomplete, no flag, trying to get it to Dobish. It's covered by Blake Eckhout, and it will be 1st and 10 for Pleasanton after the 4 straight incompletions there for Axtell. But Axtell looked a lot better as the game moved along here, and we'll see what kind of a test they get from a very strong Bertrand team at home next week. Then they've got Medicine Valley, state tournament team, undefeated regular season last year. Shelton, state semifinals. Lawrence Nelson, state playoffs. Then Wilcox Hildreth, and they finish with Amherst and Kennesaw. Axtell's got a heck of a tough schedule. And now Pleasanton is called the final timeout of the game. Maybe be bringing in some new kids, it looks like, for Coach Ricky Westland. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthey Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthey Shelter Insurance in Kearney. It's 36-6 Pleasanton with 4:17 to go. We'll be right back.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Could be a big upset in Class A. Millard South is down 27-13 to Bellevue. Right here, though, we've got a 36-6 Pleasanton lead. They're going to go to 1-1 on the season. We've got some second stringers in there. The new quarterback is going to be Clancy Smith. Brandon Klein, a sophomore, is going to take the handoff here. And let's see if we can keep up with everybody that comes into the ball game. Klein's going to pick up about 4 yards. Checking into the ball game will be Nash Meyer. I, of course, am waiting for Terry Stevens to get into the football game. That's what I would have looked like as about a freshman in high school. List him at the big 90 pounds. Second down and 7. And the ball is fumbled on the snap. And it's still loose, but it bounces forward. And it looks like Axtell has covered the ball. And on top of the football for Axtell is Tyson Marsh. So Tyson Marsh will cover the football, and Axtell will get another opportunity here. That is the fourth turnover for Pleasanton of the ball game. Well, now wait a minute. I think the official said, what was there, an inadvertent whistle? They're going to replay the previous down for one reason or another. So I guess that means Pleasanton's going to keep the football. Axtell's over on the sideline. They didn't know what just happened. So Marsh won't get credit for the fumble recovery. 3:29 to go in the ball game. Regardless, one way or the other, Axtell needs to get their team back out onto the football field. So something happened out there. The officials decide that that previous play should have never went off. Also out there for Pleasanton, you've got Lander Smith. He's playing the left end. Trey Keyshaw is on the line. Weston Dixon, he's out there on the line. In the backfield also is Garrett Bryan as the fullback. Waiting for the officials to get everything, the chains back to the right spot and everything set here. 36-6 Pleasanton. Going to be thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school football. Back with you next Thursday. Kearney at Lincoln Southwest will also be with you on Friday for another area contest. Clancy Smith, the quarterback, takes the snap, turns, hands it to the second man through, and nowhere to go that time for Josh Rowe. And a whole bunch of Axtell Wildcats coming through there, including Kelly Schneider. And so Rowe didn't get anything on the play, and it'll be fourth down and about 6 yards to go. And at this point in the ball game, just line up and run a play. Ryan Bush is in there at the right end. Smith takes the snap, hands it off right side. A little bit of running room, but not enough to get the first down there for Rowe. He's going to get about 4, and Axtell will get it back on downs. 2:51 remaining in our football game. Pleasanton 36, Axtell 6. Pleasanton scored first on Caleb Eccles' blocked punt that he recovered in the end zone. It was 8-0 after one, but then the second quarter was the difference of the ball game. Colton Lambert's a 37-yard run, a 5-yard touchdown pass to John Colsheen, and a 50-yard run by Brendan Axman, and it was 30-0 at the half, and it's been a close competitive ball game here in the second half. Colby Becker, the quarterback now for Axtell. Pitch play, trying to come around the right side and getting a couple of yards is going to be number 30, Evan Bertrand. So again, more new kids coming into the ball game on the opening night here for Axtell. And the second game of the year for Pleasanton. 2:25 to go here. Last couple of minutes have taken a while because Axtell had four straight incompletions, and then we had the confusion with the fumble that wasn't on Pleasanton's side. Second down and 8. Again, they'll give it off over the left side. Good, strong run by Bertrand. He's able to get up to the 35, stacked up at about the 36-yard line, and then driven backwards. Gain of about 3 for Bertrand, and it'll be third down. We'll call it 5 yards to go as both teams continue to shuffle players in and out of the football game. Time permitting, we will bring you the end of the Giltner-Bruning-Davenport-Schickley game here on Classic Hits. It's currently airing on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Giltner, the defending state champion, in trouble here, down 20-16. And we'll bring you some other scores here as time warrants. But on the play, we've got a big run over the left side, 25-20, 15-10. Becker kept it himself. And he's got a first and goal situation here from his own 36. He'll take it all the way down to the Pleasanton about 8-yard line. So that's 36 big yards. And the biggest play of the football game right there for Colby Becker, as Axtell would like to tack on one more. A minute 22 to go as they wind the clock after setting the chains, officially mark the ball just inside the 9-yard line. Call it the 8. Pleasanton starters trying to get their guys to make the stop here. First and goal, Becker takes the snap, hands it to the second man through Bertrand over the left side, untouched into the end zone for an Axtell touchdown against the backups here for Pleasanton. Both teams playing a few backups, but a nice 8-yard touchdown run for Evan Bertrand, and he'll get into the end zone to make it 36-12 with a minute 4 to go here in the football game. Axtell, a 2-point conversion team, so they'll line up to go for the 2 here. As we wind down our fourth quarter and Friday night game here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. Becker hustles him up to the line, takes the snap, wants to throw the football, has a man open, but underthrows his intended receiver as he tried to get it out there to Tyson Marsh, and the PAT pass is incomplete. So with 1:04 to go in the football game, it's now Pleasanton 36, Axtell 12. We'll be back to finish it up after this.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Want to hear this game again? Go to the podcast section at flatriverpreps.com and download your copy for free after the game's done.
The kickoff by Axtell. Rowe tries to pick it up, and just as he picks his head up, he gets rocked out there by Dobish, and the ball is fumbled, and it looks like Axtell has covered it, and they're going to get another chance here at the 15-yard line. Rowe really got rocked out there. And he's going to come over here and see the trainer. So that is the 5th turnover. That'll have to be one of the things, and even though if it's your backups or not, one of the things that'll have to be worked on. So 1st and 10 here for Axtell. Maybe punch one more in the end zone. Becker tosses it back out to Bertrand. Left side, tries to follow his block. Tackle made there by Ryan Bush. After getting a couple up to about the 13-yard line. Again, remember that both teams are now out of timeout, so if Axtell wants to get in the end zone, they're going to have to hustle out of the huddle 40 seconds to go. Second and 8 at the 13. Becker, toss sweep right side, Bertrand. Penalty flag comes out inside the 10, gets to the 5, but once again they're throwing laundry out here. And that's going to be another hold on Axtell. That is their 10th penalty of this football game. And it stops the clock with 27 seconds to go. So one, maybe two plays unless they throw the ball left here in the ball game. Final score, Grand Island Northwest 37 and Hastings 6. Aurora 44, Alliance 13, York over Lexington 29-0. Grand Island Central Catholic looks like they had 6 touchdown passes tonight and pulled away to defeat Minden. And we'll give you the final score on that one here as well. Sutton over Southern 46-0. Norfolk 28-18 over Kearney in the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic 20-7 over Ord at last check. And now Axtell ready to line up. Becker back to pass. Looks, he's got a man open, going towards the corner of the end zone. Juggled, caught, touchdown Axtell. Hauling it in is Adam Lundeen. A 23-yard touchdown pass from Colby Becker to Lundeen. And it's 36-18. So not giving up. Adam Lundeen says thank you very much as he had to turn around and was backpedaling as he caught that football with 13 seconds remaining in the game. And another two-point conversion lined up here out of the I formation. Becker, he wants to throw it again. Same play they did last time, and again Becker underthrew it, trying to get it out here to Marsh. So we're a kickoff and one snap away from being finished here. We'll take a final break. It is Pleasanton 36, Axtell 18, 13 seconds to go. We'll be right back.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available. They can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear them up, Bulldog.
It's been a long fourth quarter, but it's almost over. Been competitive. Both teams have been battling hard out there tonight. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Pleasanton. 13 seconds to go. Pleasanton was up 30-0 at halftime. It's now 36-18. Central City leading Sandy Creek 15-0 as they play in the fourth quarter. Millard South upset tonight by Bellevue West 27-13. Here's the kickoff by Axtell. Good, strong, deep one. It's going to be taken back at the 11-yard line up the middle of the football field. 15, 20, Brandon Klein, 25, and he'll be upended at about the 28-yard line with 7 seconds to go. Don't forget, Millard West has beaten Millard North 24-14. Don't forget, coming up, we've got all the scores. There's some weather out in the western part of the state that has delayed the starts of some games, and like right now out in North Platte Bridgeport, they have been in a weather delay since halftime. One more snap to go in this football game, and it'll be in the books. Axtell will start the season 0-1. Pleasanton will go to 1-1, equaling the win total from last season. And the quarterback, Clancy Smith, takes the snap. He turns, he hands it off over the right side. That's going to be Brandon Klein. Klein gets back to the line of scrimmage, and this football game is over. The final score, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 36. And the Axtell Wildcats 18. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up after this on Classic Hits.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
See all the scores in one place. The live scoreboard at PlatteRiverPreps.com gives you up-to-the-minute scores from all the area games. PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today and see you before the games begin, taking care of all the athletes and schools and, of course, their fine customers as well. Whether you're playing the game or watching the game, they'll take care of you at Misco Sports. 36-18, your final score here this evening. Pleasanton is the winner over Axtell. Here's a look at the final numbers that I had for the Wildcats. Dakota Klingsporn had 21 carries in this football game here tonight. He had 47 yards, and he had the one touchdown run. Evan Bertrand, 4 carries, 15 yards, and a touchdown. Cody Nichols, 7 carries, 26 yards. Brett Anderberry, 4 carries, 8 yards. Colby Becker, 8 carries for 36 yards. And then they had those two snaps over the quarterback head that resulted in negative 26. So I'd like to throw those out, but you can't. 46 rushing attempts, 106 yards on the ground through the air. Becker was actually 3 for 3 for a total of 37 yards and a touchdown pass. And for Parker Sis today, he was 2 of 8 for 43 yards. So as a team, 80 yards through the air, 106 on the ground, 186 yards in total offense, 11 first downs for Axtell. They did end up with 10 penalties in the football game today for 80 yards. And Nickel did a good job punting the ball. The first one was a fake. The second one was blocked for a touchdown. But after that, he had 5 punts for an average of about 34 yards per punt. Axtell's scores all came in the second half. A 5-yard run by Dakota Klingsporn with 6:52 to go in the third quarter. That was on the opening drive. Then Evan Bertrand, after an interception, they got to exchange of possessions. Evan Bertrand, an 8-yard run, and then a 23-yard pass from Beck to Lundeen in the final seconds for their 18 points. And Axtell has their home opener against Bertrand next week. We'll look at Pleasanton's numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Great photos from the area games. You can add yours as well. The PlatteRiverPreps.com Facebook page. Check it out, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Now let's take a look at the final numbers for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Here's what I had. Most of their offense came in the first half of play. Colton Lammers, 17 carries, 116 yards and a touchdown. Jake Neal, 12 carries, 88 yards and a touchdown. John Colsheen, 4 carries, 11 yards. A couple of carries there late for Brandon Klein for 4 yards. Also a couple of carries for Josh Rowe for 4 yards. And Brendan Axman, 5 carries, 63 yards, and a touchdown. 42 rushing attempts, 286 yards on the ground for Pleasanton. Axman put it up 3 times tonight and only once in the second half. He was 2 of 3 with an interception and a 5-yard touchdown pass to John Colsheen. 32 yards through the air, 286 on the ground, 318 total yards of offense for Pleasanton. I had them for 12 first downs. They did have 5 turnovers tonight, 4 fumbles and an interception. They had 7 penalties for 75 yards. 6 of those penalties came in the second quarter of play. Some special teams helped tonight as well for Pleasanton. Their first score was Caleb Eccles' block punt into the end zone. He covered it, made it 8-0 with a two-point conversion at the end of the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, the first play from scrimmage, Colton Lammers, a 37-yard touchdown run, a 5-yard pass from Brandon Axman to John Colsheen with 5:57 to go in the first half, made it 24-0 with the extra two-point conversion. And then Brandon Axman's 50-yard touchdown run with 2:40 to go made it 30-0 at the half. And then the only score in the second half was a 30-yard Jake Neal run with 6:33 to go in the fourth quarter, made it 36-6. And it ends up being Pleasanton 36 and Axtell 18. And that is your high school football Friday night wrap-up, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Did you know they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy, saving you money and giving you peace of mind, knowing what you work and play hard for is taken care of all the time. Call today for a free quote from Buffalo County Farm Bureau, and we'll wrap it up after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Kearney Catholic a winner tonight over Ord 20-7 in the season opener. Kearney High trailing 35-18 late in the fourth quarter as they were taking on Norfolk. Our next football action is Thursday. Kearney at Lincoln Southwest. Southwest lost tonight to Grand Island 21-3. Thursday night pregame 6:30 kickoff at 7 o'clock. More great football next Friday. And volleyball Tuesday, the Minden Triangular. They host Kearney Catholic and Gibbon beginning at 5 o'clock. Again, a balanced performance tonight from Pleasanton. They scored 3 touchdowns in the second quarter, and that was the difference in a 36-18 win over Axtell. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of the area schools and athletes for decades, and will continue to do so from their worldwide headquarters in downtown Ord. From our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Coming up, the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, sponsored by PlatteRiverPreps.com. But there's still a little time left between number 1 Gilder and number 6 Bruning Davenport Schickley on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Let's send it back to the studios in Kearney.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
At the Gilder scoreboard.
Well, again, like I said, 4 fumbles and an interception are just too much to overcome. For a young football team, you've moved the ball, you've had opportunities, but ball security is so important. Last year, it was the difference in this game the other way.
All right. We've got some bonus coverage here. KKPR Classic, it's 98.9. Welcome to the broadcast. We've got 2:20 left in this one, 20-16. Bruning Davenport Schickley in the lead. Norden, the quarterback, he's going to keep it on the left.